This is Hume Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh my gosh, good evening everybody. Welcome. We're a couple minutes late, but it's okay. Marnie has just opened a bottle of wine that appears to be from this good old state of Arizona. That's what that looks like. Is that factual?
Factual?
Everything is satisfactory?
I'm just going to say that.
React.
Arizona Angel.
I've not heard of that one.
I have not either. Where's that from?
A dry white.
Oh, here you go. Look at that.
I didn't know she had her glasses on.
Oh. It's a dry white wine from what part of our state, does it say?
Well, let me taste. I was wondering if it was somewhere
this
you...
It's been open for like a couple of days.
It's been open for almost a week, yeah.
Oh. No, not a week. This one's been open a couple days.
It says Wilcox Sky Island, so the Wilcox area, which is where a lot of our grapes are grown.
Got it.
It's also where we picked apples last week.
Oh. Well, before we get too far into the hour, I want to let you know this is the show.
I love apple season, but it don't love me.
Show number 279. This is the 11th of October, and for those of you who don't know, this show, okay, we're here, we're clear,
Coming out.
It is National Coming Out Day here in the United States and around the world.
We need a little Diana Ross.
Oh, God.
Almost.
Did you see the visual?
I was just peeking out from behind a curtain.
Oh, I thought you were like
Coca-Cola. Wooming.
Coca-Cola.
From the verb to womb.
Coca-Cola treated this out today. Your courage and example to all of us. So I thought that was nice of Coca-Cola to get on board.
Sorry, Skittles didn't get in there, but Skittles has been a...
They might have.
They're a little controversial.
Busy the other way.
I just happened to have noticed this one, so I'm not really sure.
But I can't remember. What was the... Skittles, like, if I handed you... Somebody, you know, there's so much political shit, I can't remember.
Taste the rainbow!
She's the Skittle... Yeah.
Make
America great again!
Oh, you got them!
The America ones!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's right, didn't they have... It was
some comparison to people, wasn't
American
it?
Yeah, like if there's three bad...
The refugees.
What? Oh, yeah, oh, the refugees.
Yeah, if you take three Skittles out of a bowl of Skittles.
Right, a bowl of Skittles, that's right.
So I just top three right away, just in case.
I just love that there's so much shitty stuff coming out of the campaign. I can't track it anymore.
That's why I sent that tweet
that apparently, like, Aaron and a whole bunch of
people didn't get it.
About the fact that that I had included you on it. It was that Skittles and Tic Tacs, you know, are thrilled, and now, like, confectioners everywhere are trying to get there, who's number three. Who's going to get just publicity for nothing?
Well, that's why I posted the link to the Tic Tac page on Facebook. I'm like, I think we should show them all a little love. Like their page,
yeah,
give them a little
awesome
promo, because, I mean, they got some free publicity out of that. Maybe not what they wanted, necessarily, but they also tweeted out saying that they don't condone... The speech, yada, yada, yada.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
I wasn't paying any attention to that.
Fuck you.
And stealing directly from Seth Meyers. I'm going to throw this in because I read it today and it was very funny to me. I don't know if anybody else saw it or even watches his late night show. NBC, of course, has suspended Billy Bush from the Today Show for his words on the tape in corroboration with Trump.
Young.
Which actually means that there is currently a higher standard for host of a third hour of the Today Show than there is for the Republican nominee for the presidency.
I saw that today.
I think that's funny to think about.
And sad.
But it doesn't affect Hoda and Kathy Lee, so we're good.
So we're good, yeah.
The drinkers. Yes. What, Al?
Oh, that was my story. So now I gotta look into it.
You can go ahead. And
I just sent you the link for the Bush. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just.
It's all right. Well, you can peruse. So you got plenty of time. We got a whole headline section to do, plus a bunch of other shit.
But so I just liked the Coca-Cola page for today, but I am gonna rescind my like. I'm gonna unendorse them tomorrow because I just don't want Coca-Cola shit showing up on my Facebook page. There's enough garbage on there. So. I enjoy for Coca-Cola. Thank you for today.
Thank you for loving us.
Tomorrow, I don't want your ads all over my page.
Just block them.
No shit.
I like them.
You know, one of my favorite parts about this new operating system on my iPhone is that when the email pops up at the very top, it says, "This is from a mailing list. Would you like to unsubscribe?"
Yep.
God bless you. God bless you. I find it. I unsubscribe. That's because you don't mind getting my beautiful girlfriend. She takes all of the spam email. That's why, like, we'll go out to dinner and they say, oh, do you want to join our mailing list? And I just hand it to her. She doesn't mind all that shit. Not me. Mm-mm, get off my page. Get out of my inbox.
Huh? I also get 20% off.
Is that a metaphor?
Yeah. You know, I mean, whatever. Some of them, I don't mind taking it all in, but now that I know how to thin the herd, it's much better because I want my total wine discount.
Right, exactly.
But you know what I mean? Like, I buy two pairs of sneakers a year.
Well, the other thing.
I think we're good on sneakers. Like, Foot Locker, settle down.
With those things, a lot of things that people don't realize is, okay, you may sign up for just you want the discount, but you don't realize that they're going to tag you in 10 other emails. Mm-hmm. So if you go through, if you log into the page, you can unsubscribe to everything except for the one that you want. Because it's, you know, sister companies and this thing and that, whatever bullshit, third party offers. But you can unsubscribe to a lot of that stuff and just get the one you want that is the discount or is the coupon that comes out every month or whatever. But you're right, because I've unsubscribed in the past 2-3 weeks to a lot. And again,
it feels good.
I don't need to know every time a radiator cap at AutoZone is on sale. I'm good. I'm fine.
You know what's strange? They've never once emailed me ever. Ever. Oh, I've never had to unsubscribe anything car related. Strange. Huh?
Me neither.
But wait.
Oh, weird.
It starts with a sign up, and I'm sure that you've never done either.
Oh, I have to be interested.
Is that right?
Jenny, that's Ernie.
Yes. Who's doing what? What?
Jenny's wondering.
Oh, Jenny,
you're
late to the game.
Who is unknown woman?
I thought we introduced. Did I not?
Did. No. I don't think so.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
No, we just started talking.
Oh, that's right. You fucked up my rhythm, so I was all
sorry.
Out of it.
Oh, of course.
So let's go back to the beginning. Well, no, you all were collaboratively talking. Collaboratively. I'm Clayton McKee, your host. Immediately to my left is Aaron Henderson, the other half of one Marnie Ryer, and then, of course, Al Perkins rounding out our foursome. Kat Carlson is away on special assignment.
Shit.
No, please. Bye.
Apparently, Al found Kat.
Or forgot to keep looking.
I'm not sure. Something happened. I'm not sure. But Kat is taking the week off. She'll be back with us next week. And I'm in hopes. Oh, now I know why you should have.
I was like, where's my wine?
I'm in hopes. Fingers crossed. I talked to her again. A friend of mine, long-time friend who was with the Bernie campaign during all of that and now has transitioned over and is working for the Arizona Democratic group and the Hillary thing. She is going to be with us next Thursday night for the whole show, which is I think is cool from the standpoint of we get to
Thursday?
Learn. Yeah, no, I'm sorry, next Tuesday. I'm sorry. Next
oh,
week.
I'm like that's okay.
I'm sorry,
no, just Tuesday. Tuesday. It's always on a Tuesday. But she will be
that's
with
helpful.
Us. But I think it's cool to find out. We'll find out some things behind the scenes of what happened with the Bernie campaign and this, that, and the other. But they have been super, super active. In all up in the bars all the past couple weeks with people with clipboards just hitting people up. Are you registered? Are you registered? Are you registered? Mm-hmm. I have never seen it like this before.
Well, turns out, according to the Arizona Republic, which I am now
a subscriber,
oh, you get that.
Subscriber
That's right.
of the Arizona Republic, they cover the election in a much different way than cable news does. It's kind of refreshing to read the newspaper. I have to tell you, get off your internets and go buy a paper. To read a complete thought without some asshole screaming at you about Trump.
Wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wrong.
So it turns out that the Arizona Republic cannot get over that in the fact that how close it's getting as far as the Trump-Hillary goes. For Arizona. And the fact that he has never had any kind of ground game here to shore up what should have been a solidly red state. And
other than fucking Jan Brewer.
And now I can't remember how many offices. I mean, no, that's not a ground game. That's just an old woman in a hat.
Oh, no, I understand that. No.
With a house coming at her.
I'm understanding, but that's all he's had here is her showing up.
So, but, I mean, the fact that all these states that they're talking about that there's no ground game, the Arizona Republic is talking about the fact that her ground game here is phenomenal. For a state, she should have no chance.
Oh, yeah.
And they went into active mode after the first debate, when they were like, every time he tweeted out something about Miss Universe, they were like, get one more person on the ground in Arizona.
Yeah.
Can we get one more person on the ground in Arizona? So that's why you're actually physically seeing it for the first time.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, I'm like,
it's so upsetting.
It is.
A friend of mine.
Katie Hobbs, by the way, Jody. Oh. Katie Hobbs is the senator that was going to come in. Yes?
Right. And I have not talked again with her. She still
senator,
may have time.
Congresswoman. Senator.
Yes, Representative.
House of Representatives. Jesus, yes. I couldn't come up with
that. That makes her
a
congresswoman.
There you have it.
She's Arizona, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so state congressman.
State.
Actually, you know what? I think I keep introducing her as state senator Katie Hobbs. She's never corrected
the
me.
The state senator is Leila Alston, right?
I've introduced Katie at I don't know how many events now, and right. She's never corrected.
She's like, I'll take it.
Maybe it's an aspiration for her. I don't know. But anywho,
I have a friend who was working for the Democratic Party. Registering voters for the last 2 weeks, and she, I don't think, has slept. She's been at ASU for days. For days and days and days registering people. She posted a picture last night at 11:45 registering a college student on the hood of his car to just because one last registration.
Right.
Because they're not fucking around.
Midnight, yep. Yeah, you know that's what they said last night. Mm-hmm. They were at Stacy's. They're like, we have to be back at headquarters at midnight this whole list.
And they have been on their game. And they were looking for volunteers. And I'm like, I can send money for like donuts or coffee. But like, I just did not have time.
Right.
I read today that they've done over 120,000 the past week, two. I forget about the static, but it's a huge number.
And one of the things that I have been, and we'll finish up the Bernie Sanders, whose name I couldn't recall today. I was like, is it Barney? Is it Barry? Like, what was that guy's name?
Barney.
Larry.
Like,
no,
Terry. Barry.
It literally happened today that ever. I couldn't remember his first.
China. It's pronounced China.
But anyways, with all his rallies that he had, he had rallies in Phoenix last summer.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that part of his rally was not, you cannot vote in the state of Arizona as an independent in the presidential rally.
Right.
Change your registration here. Like, where was his ground game in Arizona? Right. Mm-hmm. If you're going to whine about it and have a rally with all these thousands and thousands of people, you got to be on it. Like, Hillary's people are on it, and they have a ground game. That's how they won a campaign in New York, which she's not from New York.
Right.
And the second time she was elected, she won by a higher percentage than when she got elected.
Right. I mean, the second time wasn't much competition because it was a seat that just happened to open. Somebody retired and the seat came available. But she carpetbagged New York.
My illustration was that she's an endearing, loving woman that you should welcome her into your house.
But the second election she was because it's like, what's her butt? It's like Beatrice in Boston. What's her name?
Huh?
Sanders, the wife. What's her name?
Oh, my
Jane?
God.
No.
Jane.
What the fuck are you talking about?
No, the one in Massachusetts.
Elizabeth Warren?
Oh, you're talking about Elizabeth Warren?
Wow.
That was in my head, but I thought,
More coffee, Al.
He caught my menopause.
Yeah.
I got it.
So,
hi, Drew, it is.
What's her name?
Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, my God. Bernie Sanders. Bernie.
30 seconds later.
Bernie.
I told you, I've lost names today. They're gone. So good luck to y'all. But, so Warren, right? Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, my God. That's fantastic.
Her next election, she's going to win by a huge amount because now you're a popular Democratic senator in a Democratic state.
Right.
Like, Hillary's numbers going up was not the surprise. It was winning the state senate to be a senator from New York when you don't live in New York. Just made that up. She seriously went pin the tail on the donkey to pick what state she was going to pretend to live in that had a Democratic seat open in a Democratic state. I mean, it was just, that's what I said when they ask about Mrs. Obama, Michelle.
I'm glad you got that one.
Wow, you got that one.
Oh, well.
We had to ask backwards our way into that one. When they talk about her going into politics, she could pick a state, like, you know what I mean? Like, they're probably going to go with Illinois. It's a Democratic
state. Right.
But you got to remember, the Clintons had no home.
Right.
They didn't live anywhere. They were in the governor's mansion from, like, 81 to 92. And it was one of the funny things about them leaving office and why they talk about being dead broke for that time, even though it was a little disingenuous. They had a lot of money tied up in lawsuits, and he had lost his bar. His law license. He couldn't practice law.
Disbarred.
They had...
Unbarred?
Elizabeth Warren.
They took it? Did they take it? Or did they just let it lapse?
Yeah. No, that was part of his settlement for the impeachment.
Oh, so yes, dis.
Yeah, he got disbarred. Oh. They had no home.
Yeah.
They literally...
They packed up the truck and...
They didn't vacation somewhere. Like, they didn't have... except for Camp David, they didn't have Catabunquit or whatever the fuck it's called.
Catabunquport.
Yeah, that place.
Holy shit.
Or the ranch down in Texas. I got nothing today.
Wait.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
I had a massage that seriously knocked out my brain power.
I just feel smart.
Can I get that information? I would like a massage. My poor partner's sick of rubbing my shoulders.
He's a genius, but he did take my brain with him.
Well, it happens. So here's how I knew that Hillary, that it's finally really truly close in Arizona, is I yesterday I was watching TV, a fucking NRA commercial. Have you seen it? The NRA is now buying ads against Hillary in Arizona. And when the NRA starts putting money in it, then you know all of a sudden this is a hot race for us. And it was, I don't know if you've seen it, it was horrible, disturbing ad. It's this woman who she's asleep in her bed and she hears a noise and it takes the police 10 minutes on average. It takes the police 10 minutes to get there, as the voice is saying. And then she goes over to where her gun is kept, but it says, but Hillary doesn't want you to have guns to protect yourself and your homes. And so she goes and there's an open, like an empty box where a gun should be. And at the end, it was like something about how Hillary's not keeping you safe and how you're going to get killed in your own home if you don't have a gun. It was disturbing. At the same time, it made me excited that we've got such a good
chance
here.
So, we'll just get off on this.
But for God's sake, the whole gun thing, how many times does she have to say fuck you and my emails and the whole nine yards? But she doesn't want to take anybody's guns.
Nope.
Like,
but they don't hear that.
They don't hear it at all. It's almost like because she's left.
Right.
Of center.
And during a debate, she mentioned, I'm all for the Second Amendment.
Right.
I just want to close some loopholes online, gun show, and let the background checks. Yeah. I can't imagine. I don't get why people are just anti-background check.
Right. How do you not hear that? But you hear everything that Donald Trump isn't saying.
Yeah.
Get it?
Because,
I mean, he's not saying a fucking thing.
You hear plans where no one has said anything, but when she says, I have no intention, they're like, oh, no, she is.
But they also hear everything that he does say, which is completely wrong.
Correct.
They're just locked
in. We can't even get into that.
No pun, they're locked and loaded.
That Syria-Russian sentence that everyone is still trying to decipher.
Yeah.
But so we'll knock off some things. We have a new listener from Canada.
Oh, I was trying to find his name.
Say
Gershon. That's what I'm doing, too.
Wait.
He's a
He wrote it down.
He should be right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, you should be so excited that Al remembered your name, because he doesn't remember fucking Bernie.
Well, he's
probably Elizabeth
Warren. Right. Right. But you got
Gershon.
It.
No.
Gershon is with our friend Joey up in Canada. He is, from what I'm understanding, he is training. Mm-hmm. Joey is training Gershon to be a driver in a truck.
Correct.
So they are up there together. Now,
fun.
Gershon is
great student.
Is a, for certain, a brand new listener. Mm-hmm. He's straight, and he is locked in a cab of a truck with Joey, who won't let him listen to anything else.
Welcome.
We love hostages.
Yes.
As far as listening to the show. Just listening
to the
show.
We watched a Trump hostage video the other day, so anything's possible.
So, true.
So then, as we're on the commercials, I was just reading the commercials at Yama because they don't have the sound up on the TV. I was eating my Tuesday sushi, as we're going
to
call it now.
I go live
my cunt sushi. That sounds wrong.
It does. Your cunt sushi. Yeah. Cunt fish.
Already selling it the right way.
He's got his eye on you. He's watching.
So they have a series of, and it's not just one ad. It came in a series of, like, every commercial break, it was a new one. And the first one was a poll saying, who do you support for president? Dial this number. It was a 1-800 number. Sure. Vote one, press one for Trump, vote two for Clinton. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's funny that CNN is putting out an ad for the unscientific polls that they've been fighting against from the debates. And then the next one said, like, in the next commercial round. The next one said, if you need to register to vote, dial this number to register. Go to this website called Register Trump Now, and then vote here. Press one for Trump, plus two for Clinton. So I'm like, this is a little bit of dirty pool, because they're kind of taking advantage of old people who get a little confused by, you know, the people that order stuff online because they get confused. But as I was reading the ad, and it got to the third one.
Just confused.
Yeah. But it got to the third one, or its company, you know, dial this number, talk to somebody for a little while. Most people don't want the sex talk. They just want to talk to somebody. They've been, you know. Yeah, I mean, that's usually who they catch with those things.
You never answer your phone.
Same with psychics. Yeah, sorry.
I just want to talk to
somebody. So anyways, by the third ad, you could tell that it made it clear that it would make people think they were voting. Like, it honestly was. Like, if you read that in a way that you didn't know how voting worked, or you were unsure, or it made it seem like...
Well, and there's new technologies all the time.
Yeah, that by dialing, and, you know, people call up and let computer hackers in, but you could tell by the way the ad was worded, it was leading people to think that if they dialed this number or went to this website and registered, they were registering themselves to vote and voting for Trump at the same time. It was like...
That's scary.
It also had Clinton's name on there, but it looked like it was done by Trump supporters because it was support Trump Mm-hmm.
Right. org or so whatever the hell it is.
You could tell it wasn't a Trump ad, but it was worded so nicely. I'm like, that's some dirty pool.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I mean? Like, that's,
but he's has to now scrape. I mean, no offense to the old folk who are watching TV and using their phones like that, but the bottom of the barrel.
Watching this show.
Right. The true story. I'm not offending you because none of you were listening.
None of listening, right.
what did you just say?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And so, I mean, he's desperate.
Oh, yeah. Everything's desperate now. Well, I'm sure it's going to come up somewhere that he's using the phrase now, the shackles are off. Could you get any more racist and just do some sort of a slave reference, please? Yeah, I was astounded when I heard that today.
Wow.
Mac and Cheese or whatever that god-awful show is on 92.3.
Mac and Gatos.
Those two fuckers.
Mac and Cheese.
I don't even know why you're listening to it. Because they're so slanted.
Well, my car was on. I had to listen to part of the debate the other night as I was driving to work.
Oh,
so
okay. Gotcha.
I watched what I could at home, jumped in my car, turned it on in the car. Listen for a while, and right. Over your radio is we're not doing it right. There's something else. It's like somebody who's really, 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 really stoned.
On coke. According to Carrie Fisher. Carrie Fisher
says. But when somebody has such how you're talking to someone who's like so angry they've got dry mouth and they have no longer control of their saliva anymore.
Uh-huh.
And it's like they can't get air through their dry, like they can't breathe through their mouth like they're supposed to. Fucked up.
Yeah, but you know, the thing that I found.
But on the radio, really it was disturbing.
Yeah. Really intriguing was the body language experts that mm-hmm. came on after the debate.
How angry he was.
How angry, but yet how that snarfing, fucking sniffing bullshit thing he had going on. Was that he felt he had made a good point. Like, after he would say something, it was almost like the longer the sniff or the shorter the sniff, depended on how emphatic
it's like when Anderson Cooper goes to the most dangerous, he's wearing the tightest black shirt he possibly can.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
So it's a progression.
When he's down to casual wear, you know the storm is ferocious.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly.
I had it on in another room. Like, I was taking care of a patient in this room, and then this room had the debate on. So I was just watching it, to switch. I went from radio to, like, just pictures.
Did the patient have a choice? Like, did they
pay? No, it was a different room. Like, they didn't have their TV on, but the patient, the empty room had
a
TV on.
Okay, I'm like, fuck that shit. I'm suing your goddamn hospital.
If they can't raise their hands, they don't get a channel change.
I was saying, raise your hand if you want to change channel. Oh, okay. But that did not happen. So the room that I was in.
Work it, Amina.
No TV on. Yeah, there was no TV on in there. But in the other room, the TV was on, but I couldn't hear it. It was down low for the comfort and safety of those around us. You know,
right? Mm-hmm.
You can't. Somebody watching their own TV loud is one thing. I can't play a TV loud in an empty room and disturb other people in this situation.
Because you know what's going to happen. Al's going to be like, liar!
Yeah,
I know.
Everybody's awake.
Can we give a shout out to my mom, who probably cannot figure out the chat room, but is watching us right now?
Your mom.
Hi, Di.
Oh, this way.
Both Mama Di.
Yeah, we got both mom.
Oh, I didn't even see my mom saying
that. Yeah, your mom's in there.
Oh, my gosh.
She said, watch it. Di and I are watching.
Very busy.
So are they together?
No.
Oh,
so to
no.
go the.
She get together,
to go the other way, to watch it and not hear it. I was bringing people. I'm like, look at this. Like, as they're walking by, they're like, oh God, is that on? Is that on? And they would look in. I'm like, doesn't that look like something you've seen in a zoo? That person just
you mean the
walking? No, walking back and forth.
Like the angry ape.
There was no sound.
The orangutan.
Exactly. And the angry ape. He was walking back and forth. He kept standing behind her like some kind of predator.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is one of them saying that would require? That and then I was like, this guy was supposedly on TV. I've never seen his show, but it supposedly he was on TV with a television show mm-hmm. 4 years where he fired someone for locker room talk. In case you haven't mm-hmm. seen that yet,
I saw that a woman
fired a woman because she said crap.
But you know what the word was? He was never good on that show.
Okay, well, I've never seen it. But I was like, how do you not understand how TV works? You're pacing this thing, and then he kept turning his back to a crowd. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to engage with the audience. He kept turning and facing the back.
I thought they were
like,
behind podiums.
Oh, he was
I haven't watched a presidential debate
town hall.
Since before Obama.
So they're both just sitting and they have a little table that's next to him, whatnot. And he was standing before anything even happened. He just stood behind his chair.
Ooh.
And like very.
And she would sit.
My girlfriend does that when we're at restaurants, but it's because she doesn't like to sit. She's not trying to be orangutan-y.
No, I would have been that way, but I think he was just trying to get into the shot wherever she was. He won it. He was looming and leering.
But it
and
got
whatever,
funny because they stopped with the split screen mm-hmm. because he wasn't
where he was supposed to be.
To be. Mm-hmm. It was just really fucking weird.
Yeah, you're right, Jenny. He was just standing there. It was like, and I thought she did great. Because I would have turned around and been like, will you sit down?
Yeah, get the fuck out of my space. What bubble. You,
but
bubble.
When he turned around and faced the back twice, you're in a town hall. You're supposed to be engaged with the audience. He kept turning his back.
Oh, that's why a guy in a sweater got to ask a question? Because it was a town hall?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. That's the only reason they were walking around.
Yeah. I truly have not watched a debate since before Obama. Oh,
well.
I mean, they're just as thrilling as always.
Yes, although uglier every time. Mm.
Yeah,
what I hear.
And nonsensical.
You know who else had a debate this week? Ann Kirkpatrick and John McCain.
I saw part of that.
Yeah,
I did not.
Yeah. That's one I probably would have watched, although I would have gotten pissed at him. Well, I bet a lot of people did too.
I fell hard asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't replay it every third hour like they do the other ones.
very soothing voices.
Oh. Well, we'll get to what we did this week. So I worked an accidental day. So I,
oops,
having a charming week, and I thought I'm working Thursday, Friday, Saturday, which is my most of the time schedule, laughing about the chumps that had to work the next day, like, fuck you, I'm off. I am out of here, bitches. I'm counting down the hours, like 6 more hours, and I have 4 days off. Life is grand. So then I decide to be really cocky about 1:30 in the morning and look by at the schedule for the next day and be like, oh, I got to get names on the fuckers. I got to come in here tomorrow. I had a whole day planned. There were debates to watch, SNLs to catch up with, coffee to drink. Mm-hmm. I go down the name and I see my name, and all people heard was, no, 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 no. So people are like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, oh, no, no, this has got to be a clerical error. Somebody must have just like reprinted the wrong sheet. So I go to my phone and see my calendar. I'm like, motherfucker, I signed up.
Oh, no.
I was disrupted.
Poor little thing.
Yeah.
Aww. So then, you know, sucks. I work Sunday night, and I positive attitude, good mental attitude.
See my...
Exactly. I don't know what that means, but sure.
Yeah.
Sounds delightful.
It's my positive vibe.
To me, it says drown yourself near the rocks in the water, but whatever you get out of it.
That's not what my students see. Oh, God.
I love it.
So much for my positive messages.
So yesterday, I was truly just exhausted. And I
look at what Joey just wrote.
I slept for Marina. So I slept for a little while, woke up, tried to watch that debate, and I mean,
just right back to sleep.
Oh yeah, there was a big swath of time that was just lost to the face down on the couch thing.
Oh well,
it goes.
You know how you vote. You know how you would vote anyway if you were there. Yeah. So you didn't need clarification. You didn't need.
But I did want to hear what Trump had to say about the clown, but I missed it. If he said anything interesting, so what did you do this week?
Nothing.
Speak for both of us.
Oh yeah, I'm here. Usually she sends me a text and said, babe, what do we do this week?
What did we do?
On Saturday, so we like all the local events, local like farmers market stuff, local artists, and it's about that time of year. The weather's not there yet, but it's about that time of year for the outside stuff to be happening. So on Saturday there was a first ever of this, it's called Uncommon Markets. And it's this outside local festival thing. And we went and we were there with about 8 other people total. But it might have potential sometime. That's the most exciting thing we did, which is why I'm launching into a whole explanation of it, because we really.
I'm like, she's dragging that out. That's good.
Because really.
A guy with no teeth, remember, walked up and was like.
Oh, yeah. You got to pay to get into this shit.
Well, I'll spend my money somewhere else.
And then he took off.
Go to the dentist.
And now where was it located?
Because you only have 3 of them.
Salt River Fields in Scottsdale, like Talking Stick-ish.
Oh, okay.
Pima and something else.
Okay.
Yeah. Pima and something else. That's a little area. And then we went.
One of our 53 states.
Yes. And then we went to the Outlet Mall.
On purpose,
Converse Outlet.
Marty, they have a Chuck's Mall,
30% off coupon, and that's it. And then this morning I went to
because I get those emails.
Yes, yes, she gets emails. I'm on fall break. Hooray!
Oh yay!
Yesterday I went to work all day because school's open. I don't have a key to get in if it's not open for us by security. So I went in and got work done. And this morning I had a root canal 2 weeks ago, so today they put on the temporary crown, and they built it up with a permanent filling, and so my mouth feels like an asshole, and I hate it, and it hurts, so I need to keep drinking, is the end of my story. That's what I did, everybody. Now that my monologue is complete, we can start the show.
I just listened to her do what she did.
I think that's fair.
Kind of follow along and go,
she was there. She drove. Yep. I have not gotten drunk yet, and it's my fall break, so...
No, we need to
open that second bottle, I think, babe.
That's why I went screaming into the kitchen, because I forgot. I've had my bottle of wine with me for the ride over on my bike, and then sitting in the restaurant, I have my stash of wine.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't quite cold enough. So I put a little glass in the freezer.
Smart.
And then almost forgot.
Oh, by the way, there's a bottle of wine in the fridge, Martin, that you're welcome to take, because I won't drink it. Okay. He won't drink it.
The bubbly?
No, it's Pinot Grigio. It's Barefoot Pinot Grigio.
Yeah, so you're welcome to take it.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Look,
we finally found a third bottle.
We finally found... Oh, yeah, it's you'll love it.
Ding, ding. Is it wine?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like it.
You have it.
It's white and it's chilled already, so knock yourself out.
Yes.
You got a
done
winner.
And done. And what did Clayton, you do, Al?
I just said that was it. That was
that's
most
all. You're working.
Working, yada, yada, yada.
I know I didn't remember your name, but I at least remembered your story.
I was trying to find a picture on the Facebooks. I should have saved it when I saw it earlier, but I lost it. So.
I know what else. For for everyone in the chat room and the 30 people that Amina is in the process of recruiting.
That's right.
Which we appreciate very much.
Yeah, very much.
At a truck stop in Canada.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
If any of you have an extra couple dollars.
We only need 19.
Listeners or dollars? Listeners.
Listeners.
Yes.
Yeah. 20 now.
If any of you have an extra couple dollars, all four of us are participating in the AIDS Walk, as is Kat, which is in a couple weeks. And this past weekend, Walgreens matched donations. And because so many people donated, they are extending. Did you see that? They're extending the Walgreens match. So,
oh, good. I missed it. Oh, yeah. Totally missed it.
Up to $25,000 and between now and the race day.
Oh, wow.
So if you go online and you donate, you should probably donate to these three folk, because Kat and I are both toward the top.
My mom, I just registered mom and I. But
oh, and both moms.
Still
both mama dies.
Still at goose eggs.
Well, yeah.
Like no. 35, whatever the 35. Sign up is.
Yeah,
I got to get on that. I just didn't like the Aunt Rita's Foundation instead of AIDS Walk kind of like annoyed me, because then I feel like I have to explain
the page
charity.
Is all fucked up. And you
I don't like the page, but I did figure it out to where I just took off the Aunt Rita's part.
Anyway, I'll put it in the chat room for everybody who's got an extra couple dollars and wants to donate to everyone else in the room. Look, I'm fundraising for you guys. You're welcome.
Look at you go.
Thanks. Look at
you're
that.
Welcome. I'm going to start tomorrow with my Facebook page. I just figure I pissed so many people off.
Right. You're not going to get a support out of them because she's shut up now, but now she's asking for money. I'm pretty sure that's how that works out.
What did you do, fine, sir?
I don't know. I'm sure I did something entertaining. Not quite sure what it is.
The end.
This is one of those times where we lead such interesting lives.
Well, but again,
it was one of those weeks, though. That
it runs together. Yeah. I don't know one day from the other.
That's why I always text her and say, "What do I do?"
I always know that I don't do anything. I don't feel like I ever do anything exciting. Now today, I helped a friend who sent me a picture. They have a car that's like 2 years old, one of the new Chevy Camaros, and I guess a couple years ago or shortly after he got it, he had it parked somewhere at a friend's house and somebody knocked the passenger side exterior mirror off. Well, he took it to a dealer and they fixed it. But I feel as though they fixed it kind of like, we're going to do it as a friend, but we're not really going to fix it properly. Because today, driving to work, it fell off.
Oh.
So he sent me a picture of looking out the passenger side of his car. And he's like, what's missing? I'm like, where the fuck is your mirror?
Oh, wow.
And he's like, well, it's hanging there. Because, you know, obviously modern day mirrors are plugged into so they can move and heat and do all that shit.
Right.
So I went over to his office and I brought like Gorilla Glue, the super glue from them, and tape, and I glued it. Then I used painter's tape to hold it in place, like let it sit for like a few hours, but take the tape off before you take off, because he was driving to California tonight. So I haven't heard any negatives about this so far. So I went he's like, you don't have to come do this. I'm like, I know, but that's what I do. It gave me an excuse to buy Gorilla Glue or the super glue in the Gorilla Glue version.
Galaxy
now you're going to get an email about that. You know, when I was in high school, I drove, it was a Dodge Neon, the very first year they made Dodge Neons,
Wait, haven't I seen that car? Didn't you have?
You've never seen, you may have seen pictures of it.
Okay, because what did you drive when you first met her?
A white Toyota Corolla.
Oh, just as bad.
right. My white Toyota Corolla is still sitting in my fucking front yard because I love it so much. I can't get rid of it.
I know. Oh, why did you tell them those?
But we cleared them. There's not weeds under it. However, there are cats under it. Living.
Worse.
Anyway, so when I was in high school, I drove the Dodge Neon. Yes.
Yes. I'm sorry about the Neon.
And its color was watermelon sparkle.
Oh, Jesus. It's worse.
Oh, yeah. And it gets even better for you.
How are you not a gay man for driving that fucking car?
For real.
So I'm backing out of my driveway. I live with my parents because I'm in high school. And their trash can was out, like, for drag your trash to the street day.
It's trash day.
So I hit it. And the side mirror just fell off, you know, because I hit it and it fell off because Dodge Neon.
Knocked it off.
Yes. And then maybe I drove around for a year with it still attached, just scraping up the door. I'd go real fast on the freeway. It'd fly a little bit.
I kind of think you do this just to give him, like, you know.
No, my question is, because I'm one of those rare drivers in this city who uses all three mirrors. Yeah.
Oh, I do now.
Yeah. How did you drive for that period of time without that right-hand mirror?
Where do you have a fourth mirror?
I said three mirrors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was my driver's side mirror.
Continue.
Well, there's also the vanity mirror that's in the sun visor.
Oh, I use that more than any of the other ones. Yeah. I was
Did you only turn to the left?
17, and I live on the left, always have. I was 16, 17, and I don't think I paid attention to that stuff.
My guess is you did a lot of this.
I was too busy smoking cigarettes in the car. 40? And
okay.
What year are we talking? Give me a year.
School.
82.
What
year did she graduate high school?
What year was
82? Jesus Christ, I was 3 years old.
I know what you said about the first year they were made. We didn't say it was the year you were made.
96, I think. Oh, no. I graduated in 97. I had it in 95.
So I think
I love that the first thing that came up was said Dodge Neon 97 problems.
See?
Oh, are you looking up a picture so you can see what this atrocious car is?
Whenever you guys talk about cars, I have to find out.
Oh, no, and you should, because it was a big mistake that Dodge did. Oh, and they're still out.
That's not that bad.
Oh, yes, it was.
That's.
Remember the Yugo? Remember the Yugo?
Yes.
It was just a step above the Yugo. Because it barely.
I'm not looking up two cars.
No.
The outside was kind of cute, but it didn't run for shit. Like, it was breaking down every 5 minutes.
It's like a Skittle color.
It's horrid.
But mine was watermelon sparkle. I'll look up that color.
Look up that color, and you'll see how atrocious it is.
That close.
No, that's red.
I feel like it's not sparkly.
Yeah, no, truly, the paint sparkled.
Oh, so it had glitter on it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, anything could be made worse with glitter.
Anything.
The herpes of arts and crafts, my friends. Yes, yes, yes.
The new Facebook, not the new Facebook, the new phone, iPhone.
Messenger.
This thing. The Messenger has this thing where you can send, like, balloons or fireworks
stars. Yeah, yeah.
And then it has confetti. And I'm like, I don't even like confetti virtually.
My grandma used to send us cards.
I literally don't like it virtually. Yep.
Nice. My grandma used to send us cards full of confetti. Yep. So we opened them, confetti everywhere. It pissed my mom off. So I guess my grandma won that.
Her mom, I'm assuming. Yep.
Her mom. Oh, yeah. Her mom was a bitch.
I can't imagine what would have happened. Well, first of all, we didn't get stuff mailed to us because we were so close to grandma, we'd just go get it. But my grandmother would never have done something evil like that.
Didn't she live in the next room?
When I lived with them, but when I was really younger, before I got out of high school, while I was like maybe in elementary.
I slept in the same room with his grandma. That came out wrong.
It really did. Happy National Coming Out Day? What is this happening?
Wait a minute. Let's.
Grandma was safely on a shelf in her box. Next to grandfather.
In whose box?
In her box.
Okay.
Stop it.
Hers is a lovely crushed velvet blue cover, and grandfather's is a maroon.
Yes.
Or aubergine.
Yeah.
I was not offended by the picture I saw. And now there's offers to teach people how to drive and swim. I will not teach you how to drive because you still won't know how to drive.
You won't know how to drive.
I can teach you how to swim.
But he can tell you how to pick out a car with a great sound system.
That's about it.
Microwave. You can microwave things in it.
Toast things. Toaster.
Toast things in it.
Yeah.
Amina. Marn and I are the only lesbians in the world who don't live together yet, so the cats are mostly at my house.
Mostly.
The termites are mostly at her house, and there are dogs everywhere.
But mostly at my house.
Oh, that's true. She's
and how is it between the two of you? You got a Subaru. I understand. So we're halfway home. How is it between the two of you? Nobody owns a truck.
Oh, I had a truck forever.
I know, but not now. What happened?
You're in a relationship with another woman and no one has a truck?
See, I think that something's wrong.
We also don't live together. Oh, okay.
But it's not an open... You can't just call a refrigerator.
We also haven't experienced bed death yet. Mm-hmm. We're not like all the other lesbians.
Oh, I forgot about lesbian bed death.
It only took four years and 6 months to have the lesbian bed death question answered.
5.5 years we've been together, still no bed death.
Way to go.
Thanks.
I love that somebody else...
Can't speak for the bed itself.
Yeah. Right. I now drive a Jeep Commander. I just call this one the Commander.
Commander.
Thank you, Commander.
Commander.
Well, get me there, Commander.
Wait. How about teaching ducks how to use PowerPoint? Throwback from spring of 16? I don't remember. Ducks using PowerPoint?
Joe, I want to point out that Al doesn't remember Elizabeth Warren's name 4 seconds after you say it, so I'm not sure we're going to remember the 16.
That is fair. That round goes to Aaron. Yeah. Aaron, woo! Ladies and gentlemen. Yep. I cannot even
make up a compelling
That's
argument.
You
against.
Call her Marnie Ryer.
Yeah,
Reiner.
But for this debate, I'm just going to walk back and forth behind you.
I like that. That is my name, so I got very confused.
No, I can't say it wrong.
I'm Marina.
So
I
drive,
call her like Rob Reiner is what I usually.
Reiner, yeah.
I drive. I call it a grandpa car because it
I like your
literally
car.
Was a, it was Marnie's grandpa's
aside
car.
Aside from where it came from, meaning the Rust Belt of America.
Oh, yeah.
I like your car.
Oh, when I get a new one, do you want me to just give you my car?
Hell yes.
Okay.
Oh, he would take it in a heartbeat.
Done.
When is this happening? I got
to
make plans.
I was going to buy a new car this fall break, like this week. But then my dog was in the emergency room for 3 days, and $4,000 later, I need to.
Jesus Christ. God,
I need to wait.
How much would it have cost to put it down?
Oh my God.
Oh wow.
Not funny. Not funny.
No, I'm just
you just lost yourself a car, sir.
I was looking at the economics of this.
Yes, Joey, it's when lesbians stop having sex.
$1,000?
Yes.
For your car?
No, for the dog.
Oh, that's why I didn't hear it. Okay. Auto tune worked on that one.
Well, now that we've reached the point of no return with this animal, what was wrong with it?
He's the next topic. Yeah,
no.
He's a long story. He's a pit mix.
Okay,
He looks boxer-esque a little bit.
That's
sometimes.
What I thought.
Rocky,
yeah,
that
Rocky, yeah, with his big dopey smile. Yeah. He did the AIDS walk with us a couple years ago.
Burning paws here.
Yes.
Oh, not God, to be confused with me with a big dopey smile, which is completely different.
Different blockhead. Yeah. he's at the beginning stages of kidney failure, which does not mean he's going anytime soon, but he has got some GI issues, and the combination of the two just caused him. He was really sick for a couple days, and it was scary. So we went to the hospital, and he spent 3 days there.
Pumped him full of fluids and
pumped
figured
him
th- out
full
what was that?
Fluids. Yep.
Is he just on a medication and everything's going to be okay?
He's on some medication already, and so we just had to change it up. And now he takes a Pepcid every morning in addition to his other medicine, a person Pepcid.
A person like a whole pill or half?
A whole one.
Famotidine.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep. He also can take people Benadryl if he starts to get super itchy, as all dogs can. One pill per 25-pound of animal. There's my tip for you today.
So I take a lot.
I was just going to try to do the math. Double it.
That means it's 25 for 25. It's 1:1.
25 milligrams?
They're usually 25.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yep, I guess so.
Coming up next on Pin Talk.
When I go back to cars, my broken-ass Dodge van. I'm going to go back there, too.
No, why doesn't the Corolla go away?
The Corolla was a gift from my grandparents. The grandparents who really were the people
they
of
raised
my life.
You. Yeah. Right, I get that.
I mean, best people who've ever walked the earth. No offense to anyone in this room.
Wasn't even in the running.
Nope.
Didn't even get nominated.
Everybody thinks their family members the best of everything.
I
so I get it. It's all right. We'll let you have it.
They gave it to me, and when it stopped running, it was just really hard for me to because my grandma had just passed.
Say again.
My grandma had just died when I got the new car around that same time, and it was just hard to let go, and at this point now it's just kind of part of my lawn.
Also, it would take a whole lot to get that fucker out of there.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Just not
it's
willing.
On four flat tires.
Do we know
run.
Why? I'm asking way too many questions about
feels
this
free.
Car.
Feel free.
What, when it stopped running, did it really stop running, or did it just run so poorly you're just like, fuck it, I'm going to get a new car?
You should try to open the door and then close it. You can't, because the door is
the door
really
handles.
There.
The like, door handles no broke. And you couldn't. But then the window.
Can we
the
take an unscientific
window?
Survey of your neighbors and see what they think.
Oh, honey, my yard is the best one in the neighborhood. I live in the hood. Yeah.
I've mowed her yard before. I could attest to the hoodness.
My yard.
Two doors down, she's got a guy who's like a hippie that's got some sort of a garden growing in his front yard, and I don't know that he's bathed.
You know, he probably hasn't. He's kind of the mayor of our neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Like, he's always riding on his red bike and waving
Remember
at
Rob
people.
Ford in Canada who was always stoned? That's the mayor of her neighborhood.
Anyway, yes, he grows lots of things in his front yard.
Yeah, I think he grows
a lot. I also found
out
last week, last school week, that across the street from him, so two doors down across the street, lives one of my current students.
How'd you find that out?
That's fun. She saw me driving the street, and the next day was like, do you live? So now I have to fucking put a bra on when I take the garbage out or feed the cats. Fuck that shit.
Well, we all thank you for that.
Well, apparently I should always be wearing a bra.
Al and I both have to. Why shouldn't you?
It's like the white Whoopi Goldberg going out there, you know? Wow. You just don't know. No. I mean, like,
I don't get that reference.
I think you should only be worried if
she never wears
she
a bra.
She never wears a bra.
Oh, God
I got
bless
it.
Her.
I think if the student, you really only need to be worried if the student's like, I kind of had my eye on that Corolla.
Right. No. She did say to me the other day as she was leaving class, I'll see you tonight. I'm coming over for help. And she was kidding, but it was like a moment of, oh, God. She goes, what if I'm selling cookies? I said, there's a no soliciting sign on my door, and you know what that means.
Yeah.
And if you don't, look it the fuck up.
I'm your English teacher. I'll tell you what the fuck it means. Go away.
My little no soliciting sign on the front of the house has worked wonderfully.
Yeah.
Except for those motherfuckers that want to sling and deliver phone books. Fuckers.
You still get phone books in
yes.
your neighborhood?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I still do too.
They're too
do
afraid. You? They're afraid to do it in your neighborhood.
I don't know.
But they come here and they throw
I don't
them
know
out
how I'm here.
Twice a year.
Where do I live?
It's bulk trash in my neighborhood
Elizabeth
right now.
Warren. And
Barry Sanders. I called him Barry Sanders like three times
Fantastic.
This afternoon.
You did. Tonight.
No, but I did it this afternoon, in a real conversation. I'm like, you know, the guy that was on Barry Sanders.
Barry, you know that guy. No, it's bulk trash right now, and so people have, like, massive amounts of furniture on the curb. And some of them are spray painted, and I asked Martin the other day if she thinks they were spray painted while they were in the house or since being on the curb.
I think it's a valid question.
Mm-hmm. It really is.
When did the decor start?
What?
When did the decor start?
I thought you said dick horse, and I was like, what the fuck?
That's later in this next hour.
That's in the third hour.
Yeah, yes. Dick horse coming up, Commander.
Next on the pet parade, dick horse.
That's right. We'll be discussing dick horse at the top of hour three. Thank you.
Okay, here's the other thing that my brain is going, that I'm having right on time Alzheimer's. Just not early onset. Nope. Just right on
right
time.
On time.
Okay.
Properly scheduled.
On time.
27
you know
years old.
You know I'll be late for that memo.
You'll be late for Alzheimer's too. How lucky.
I will too. I know. So, I'll be like, what
you got
did
one
I
thing
miss?
Right.
Like my constant, just give me a t-shirt that just says, what did I miss?
What did I miss? What did I? Now, if Kat was here, she'd be in the middle of a Hamilton reference. Not going to be president now.
Alexander Hamilton.
Yep.
That's the only
thing. She did it at home. She's listening, I'm sure.
Yeah.
God damn it. So there was this thing for young people saying.
Bernie.
There's this thing for young people that if you wanted to trick them, write in cursive. Because they wouldn't recognize it.
They can't read it.
So we were making, we have this thing where we make fun of stuff at work, but it applies to old people too. Like we're like, oh God, 20-year-olds don't know this. But then I'm like, I don't know how to do it. There's a lot of shit on this computer that I do not know, understand what it does or on my phone. So they were laughing about this cursive thing. So I couldn't make a B in cursive and still can't.
A lowercase or uppercase?
I refuse to Google it. I know, but every time I do it, it looks.
Lower or upper? Lower?
A lowercase. Why? Oh, is there a special way to make an uppercase?
Mm-hmm.
I have to Google it because now we're at like 6 days.
I can write in cursive for you.
But I couldn't remember how to make a B. It just looks like an LG.
It looks a little bit like...
Capital B, small b.
Yep. Clayton, the top of the capital B is missing a little floop floop.
It needs an additional floop floop.
I write like a seventh grade girl.
But your lowercase b is excellent.
Tits on. Tits on.
Tits
that.
On. But you're
tits
right.
On a board.
My students, I respond to their writing in cursive because it's faster, and that's why people
are
write in
Are you
in
saying
cursive.
That my B's not good because it didn't have that?
No.
No. You need a loop-de-loop up on the top of the B.
To connect it. Yep.
Oh, you're fucking high.
Right now.
I could not get that thing. I could not get that B. And they were making fun of me, and they wouldn't let me look it up. And so I like kept forgetting about it, and then I'd be like, how do you make... Like, I would say... I woke up today, and I'm like, oh, I still didn't look up how you make a B.
Oh, that's
and funny. I was... You should just tell the things I was... I made a penguin. I just started drawing shit, because I'm like... I honestly... And they're like, you can't get past B. And I'm like, nope, I can't.
Nope.
Did you actually draw a bee, like an insect bee?
No,
that would have been funny, too.
It was close. Because you know, like that, we had the competition the one day to see if I could remember what the inside color of my interior of my car was.
Yes,
and I lost.
Yeah,
like they all took bets to see if I could do it, and I was like, well,
no, no.
And I can't remember what it was, but I lost.
Okay. Do you know now what the inside of the car is?
Tan.
I think it's tan. Okay.
Oh, yeah, because leather seats. So oh. But my old car was cloth, so that left every color available.
Right.
Because black leather I was never going to buy, because I wanted to see the backside of my legs again, still with flesh on them.
Tan leather? My legs scald every time.
Oh, it's awful. Whoever designed leather seats is just an asshole.
The Buick has leather.
It does.
Yes.
Brown leather.
It's like driving a couch.
I called it the couch car for the first year.
Yeah, I will receive that car. I'm going to clean the shit out of it.
Oh, God. I'm very excited.
The back of my legs are always sweating. Oh, I hate leather.
But you're not riding with me.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. That's true. I'm a bad pastor.
I think I've only had 3 cars. I mean, I asked a question about the cars.
Ever? Really?
So you had the fancy, the one that was a piece of shit, but that was fancy on the outside.
I can't even count how many.
The one that you bought because it was special?
Oh, the 67 Cherry Red convertible Mustang.
But
I had that.
But it didn't work.
For 6 months.
And then the truck.
I had my little truck.
And your Subaru now.
My Subaru.
What did you have first? What was your first car?
I had a little truck. That's a Nissan King Cab.
So 50% of the cars you've owned have been trucks. Does that answer your question?
How's that?
No, you should have a current truck.
I had a truck.
Her Subaru.
I had a car.
Fits all kinds of
and
shit.
And then I had a Subaru.
I get that.
And
you could almost put the Subaru in the back of the fucking Buick.
That's true.
I mean, that you can hide some bodies there. I used to drive a town car. I'm well aware of how much you can do.
It disturbs me that you referenced the amount of bodies you could put in it, and then you were like, yeah, I know.
When I bought the Fiero, it actually was in. I took it home in the trunk of the town car.
You owned a Fiero?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Brand
Doesn't
new.
That make sense?
Are you singing Wicked right now?
Brand new off the lot.
Fiero.
And a car is so lovely, they had to stop making it.
Exactly. No, a car is so wonderful.
Wonderful.
Oh,
my God.
Amina's talking about the presidential podcast. Yeah, it's my addiction. I'm up to.
Is the 1600? Is that what it is?
No. This one is about the presidents, and the person who does the podcast realized sometime in January that there were 44 weeks left to the election, and there was 44 presidents.
Yes.
So they're like 30 to 50 minutes.
Cool.
And it's just it goes president by president.
Next.
Very interesting. Yeah, very interesting. It's interesting, but you got to be careful you're not driving a moving vehicle because she has a very soothing.
I listen to NPR. I'm used to that. Do you have you listened to More Perfect, the podcast?
Not yet.
Okay, so More Perfect is about the Supreme Court.
Okay.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Oh.
And it is fascinating. It was probably only 10 episodes total, maybe. But it is fascinating the stuff you learn about the Supreme Court and the origination of the Supreme Court and some of the biggest cases. I was fascinated.
I'm sold.
Yep. More Perfect.
My mom just pointed out that I also had a Ford Ranger. So 3 out of the 5 cars.
Okay.
Somebody do that math. 60%.
Whatever. I don't know. But yeah, I just needed a thank you, Di. I zoned that one.
Way to go, Di.
I know. Good work.
Yeah. Listening, responding. Sorry, I didn't text you back last night, Di.
The More Perfect Union podcast?
Just More Perfect. Hang on. It's by Radiolab. Why don't we all just sit here and look at our own phones?
I'm at like 15 cars since
that.
I started driving, starting with my first car,
sure,
which was my mom's car. She gave me my first car, which was a 1975 Volvo.
All right. And for anybody who gave me political, any other kind of podcast to listen to, they're all on my list. It's just that Nerdcast, 538, and Keeping It 1600, and the Presidents, that's pretty much all the time I have.
Well, I would think so. That and TV.
Right. Just all podcasts all the time now. So all the recommendations I'm going to get to as soon as my obsession is done. But Keeping It 1600 is just
I don't know how you're keeping up with everything because based on this time of year, haven't all the new TV seasons started?
Luckily, they canceled everything I liked. So there's only like what? 5. There's only a few shows on
already?
That I like. No, from last year. Like I'm not watching
the Muppets.
I watched the Wednesdays. I watched the Wednesdays and now the Real O'Neill start tonight. And
did you start watching Bull?
Wait, huh?
Bull knew this. New.
Nope. No hour long. No. I watched this. Nothing. And I got hooked on This Is Us. And that
pissed me off.
No more.
Fuck yeah.
I'm off the hour long shows. No, none this year. None. I'm not. Because every time I like something, Stalker
canceled.
Or yes. Limitless last year, whatever it was called, they canceled.
But them, yet so that stupid
designated
fucking
survivor.
Idiot. That stupid fucking idiot with the voice. The Secrets and Lies. What's her name? How that show still on? Daniel.
Julia.
Oh, you didn't like that show last year?
She bugs the fuck out of me.
Oh, well, her, but the show.
What's her name?
Julianne Lewis?
Juliette Lewis.
Juliette Lewis.
Whew, God, it took three of us to get there, but we did.
I'm the wrong.
That show got renewed.
Because it's a whole new story. It's a whole new a whole new cast.
The Drew Hahn show is the other one.
Yes. And what? And we've stolen things from you, Drew. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. See, we're all over at Truth. See, oh, so God, that's you're like so funny. Another plug.
Did speaking of the, what'd you say the show was that starting? I posted about it today in the old chat room. The O'Neills, the real O'Neills.
Yeah, yeah.
That video, and I'm going to post a link to the video in the chat room because I thought it was so funny. It's a preview, or is it a preview or just a promo for the new season? I forget what it is.
I don't know where it came. I mean, it's funny, but I don't know if it's part of tonight's show or.
I don't know, but and I don't know of the show, so forgive me for not knowing the names of the characters. But the youngest son in the show apparently is gay.
Yeah, it's based on Dan Savage's life. So like Dan Savage.
So they're sitting on he and his dad and his sister and I guess a brother are all sitting on a couch, and he's talking, like his internal dialogue is, well, mom's okay with the gay thing, but sometimes, you know, things are too much for her. And the mom walks in with a platter of food to sit down, and she's like, I think his name's Kevin. It's just Kevin. Come on. What's with the booty shorts and the nipples and the pride parade? Can you just tone it down? And he's like, Mom, I'm going to get on the rainbow hotline and have everybody, because we all know each other. So the scene then changes, and he gets on a fucking rainbow-colored phone, and he picks it up, and Lance Bass answers. Lance Bass calls Jane Lynch. Jane Lynch calls another guy, and the other guy's like,
so funny.
We can't talk to him. Oh, I know who can do this. And they call RuPaul.
Oh, my God.
So in the scene, RuPaul's like, yep, going to turn it down. So RuPaul whips around and turns down this big rainbow dial. Well, the gay kid, they cut back to the gay kid, and all of a sudden he's straight, and he goes, wow, Rihanna is hot. And his voice changes, and RuPaul's like, oh my, turns it back up. And she goes, what just happened here? And he goes, Ru?
It's just very cute.
If you just catch the way he talks, it's so cute. It's like, Ru? I need you.
Very cute.
It was quite cute. I'm going to post a link in the chat room for that video. It's just a cute little thing. So knock yourselves out with that. Oh my God, look at this. We've blown away an hour just catching up and having a good time. We have so much more to do tonight, like headlines and other things. And however, we are prepared that she's not. She has no segment.
Oh, yeah.
She said she's good.
She has two things.
I don't know that she will.
I think she can.
I don't know
she'll
that she'll.
We're going to
figure it out.
I have two what?
Just come up with two things.
You'll figure out.
That's what Kat always says. I have two things.
Organically.
Oh, right.
Organically, you can do it. I'm sure you can.
Uh-huh.
How can you not?
I feel like she can.
It's us.
Stand by. Yeah.
Now I have to build a break so we can do shit. I have to get coffee. We have things to do. We're going to have a drinking thing here in a minute.
Oh, we got
to
open that other bottle, please, dear.
Oh, it's in there.
I got it. Oh, I have another one in here.
Oh, God. How many? But y'all came ready to go.
Do you want to finish that one?
She takes good care of me. No, can I switch to the other one?
Of course you can.
Want me to open it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're witnessing lesbian control right here in the studio.
Oh, Amina. Yes.
Sarah Ramirez, bisexual. What? Woohoo!
Yeah. And I like the haircut. And yeah. I like the haircut.
Is that what Amina came out?
Oh, I'll save that. Thanks, Amina. I'll save it for one of my two things. Everybody stop talking about it.
All right. It'll be completely new topic. Be news to me.
Yep. Ding, ding.
Well, there's that. Okay. Well, we're going. Oh, I did this wrong. This goes here. This goes here. So many things happening. We'll be right back with headlines. Oh, we're going to do the drinking word, and then headlines are going to start. So many things. Stay with us, won't you? Because really, you have nothing else to do.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.
And now, we dance.
Is the Hugh Talk America Radio Network.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but... If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
As Al takes a sip of a new wine.
It needs a little time.
Okay.
To what?
Oh, I love it.
To do what?
Page Springs is my favorite.
Yeah, it's a little too recently opened and just a touch too cold.
All right.
Oh.
I like
it. It just needs a minute.
Oh, to be open like that?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Breathe a little more? Got it.
It's just a tiny bit too cold.
Delish. And it's weird, but it's supposed to be cold. The red.
Yeah, I mean, red, yeah.
It's just, anyway. Go ahead. Headlines. I'll shut up now.
No, it's not headlines. Drinking word.
Drinking word.
Commander.
Commander?
Yeah. You gotta say it dirty, though.
Hey, Commander.
Can you use commando, too?
Sure. Just,
All right. Anything with authority like that? That's how you're gonna do it?
I like the way you handle that stick, Commander.
Well, let's see.
There we have it.
All right, so we got our word. Marn, do you think we can do this now?
No. Yes.
Not at all?
Yes.
Well, I mean, I could go get coffee and you guys could talk about something for 25, 30 seconds.
Yes. I think they should. They should.
I'm going to get coffee.
That. You guys talk about
not to put
something.
Us on Have the spot fun. Or anything.
Woo! That'll be fun.
Let that wine breathe or something.
Tomorrow night, mm-hmm. for those of you who live in Arizona, I got the Al disease. The building with all Elizabeth of the Warren. Restaurants in it, downtown.
Cityscape?
No, babe. The one building with all the restaurants in it. No. DeSoto
Market.
Oh, yeah.
Something along those lines. Tomorrow night, they're doing a wine tasting event. Speaking of Arizona wines.
I'm back to work tomorrow.
Wah, wah.
I know.
Okay, well, that's dead air.
Here, October 21st, which is next Friday, behind the scenes, the making of documentary of Hamilton will be on PBS. It's Friday night, October 21st at 9 o'clock. I don't know how many of the numbers they'll be performing, how much of complete numbers you'll see, but that's fun. And they've been touting it for...
I've seen it pop up a lot.
Pledge people like me.
Yes.
Because I give my monthly donation to PBS.
Oh,
PBS.
You're one of them. Good for you.
I give mine to NPR.
Because I always feel guilty that I watch so much of their stuff. And
that's
like,
a good call.
They finally guilted me into it. Because I'm like, well, what if PBS goes away and I lose all my like...
Les Mis every year?
Yeah, the concert spectacle.
With the Jonas brother? He was really good in that.
Yeah, surprisingly. He's good until Michael Ball shows up and sings next to him, and then it's like, oh.
Yeah, want.
Poor Jonas.
Poor Jonas, brother. You were doing so well.
You were doing really well, until somebody that sang better came and stood next to you.
But it's good, though, that one. Yeah.
All right.
Joe, I don't know yet. Sure, yes, we are. Baby, want to go wine tasting tomorrow night?
Yes.
Great, done.
Yes. Hi, Bootsy in the chat room.
Hi, Boo.
You're just in time.
Oh, boy.
Commander.
Here we go with something that we like to call... Headlines. You call it made up stories from two people. Here we go. A racist cupcake is still a cupcake.
Pussy Bogate.
You deserve a clown today.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Is that an eagle in your grill?
It takes two, baby.
And save your car by bringing it indoors.
And what's your fortune?
Also, the 2017 Miss Gay America has been crowned in Memphis, Tennessee. We'll tell you who it is, that and more coming up right now. Doesn't it sound stimulating? Like it's like your call to action.
I love it.
It really
does. It's like
does,
a call
Commander.
To action.
It's very exciting.
Commander.
Commander.
Well,
Tracer, Commander.
A Portland, Oregon bakery is being accused of racism for selling an Oreo cupcake that they have named Mr. President.
Oh.
The Oregonian.
Might be slightly in bad taste, but it's kind of funny.
I like it.
Oh, geez. Sorry, go ahead.
The Oregonian reports that customers have been leaving Yelp reviews criticizing a fat cupcake, is what they're called. And I called them today. I actually called them. Fat cupcake for its Mr. President pastry. Now, the cupcake is described as an Oreo cookie baked inside white cake with cookies and cream, buttercream topping. Now, the owner, Angelica Hayes, says that She's black, so the cupcake can't be racist. She said they originally named the cupcake because it was so good that they wanted it to hold public office on its own. She later found out that Barack Obama's favorite cookie was the Oreo. For now, to avoid controversy, Hayes has renamed the cupcake The Professional. She said the cupcake is still the most
Commander's
popular.
Commander's still available.
The, she said that the cupcake is still the most popular item in the store, despite the name change. So literally, if you go to the Facebook page, it's Fat Cupcake on Facebook. I like their page today. And then I think, because when I was talking to the girl, I explained to her, like, we're doing a podcast. I understand you had to change the name of a cupcake, yada, yada, yada. I'm like, well, where can I get a picture of this? And she's like, well, go to our website. I'm like, well, what is your website? Fatcupcake.com. Oh, I was a lot more happy to talk to her than I think. Maybe they've had a lot of calls.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but she seemed not as excited about this story as I was when I found it. But the pictures on their website are way too small to show. What?
P-H-A-T or
oh, F,
just
F, F, fat. The traditional spelling.
That's, well, I mean, that was going to be my question, too.
Spelling. No. Is that irony that Barack Obama's favorite cookie is an Oreo? Is that irony?
I don't know.
No. Coincidence, not
coincidence.
Irony.
Coincidence. Coinky dink.
But I don't know if he likes the thin or the double stuffed or regular.
I hope double stuffed, Commander.
Commander. Taking it all, Commander.
Oh, what am I in the Barbara Streisand version of the Barbara Streisand version of A Star Is Born? She comes out on stage and it's Barbara Streisand and her two backup singers are black women and they're like, "Will you welcome, please, the Oreo?" And it's on the soundtrack and it always it's a cute little joke. I don't think it's racial.
Oh, I don't think it looks like a cookie.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah.
Grab her by the cookie.
Eat the shit out of that.
If they made something gross and, you know, made the reference, but you're making something delicious. Yeah. Called after the president. So it's, you know,
yep.
Black and white. So's he.
So good they want it to hold its own public office.
I am trying to take time while you guys are doing that because my computer is.
I don't. We just need to get rid of that and start over.
But that's what we did with this one.
I know, yeah. But I don't. I still don't get why. Oh, you just sent me something.
Yep.
I don't know why.
Only because then you can figure out if you want to put something up. So we have, you know, you have Watergate, you have you know, you have all kinds of gates.
Deflate
right?
Gate.
Deflate gate. That's very good, Viv. That's very good.
Thanks.
Commander. But we now have Pussy Bow Gate.
Mm-hmm.
Pussy.
And you really do need the visual on this one because I didn't
really
get it.
Do. I didn't either, and I laughed my ass off.
Shut up. That's serious?
Swear, yeah.
So, yeah, I gotta get this picture.
So, as a former model, Melania Trump is no doubt used to turning heads with her fashion choices. But her decision to wear one particular blouse on at Sunday night's presidential debate may be getting her attention for all the wrong reasons. The wife of Republican presidential candidate, douchebag Trump, appeared to wear Gucci's Pussy Bow Silk Crepe Deschine shirt. Deschine? I don't know, Commander. According to...
I don't know where
we're going, Commander.
anyway, so you can get this. It's a Gucci shirt. Yep. It's a Gucci shirt for $1,100.
Nipples up in that picture. Jesus.
Oh. Tits on a board.
It was chilly in the room.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Quite an interesting fashion choice.
Oh, I think those are her real boobs.
I think that there's
a lot. Based on her modeling career, those are real.
Right.
The blouse currently retails for $1,100 online. However, it's sold out.
Good.
Now. However, it's not the price that's raising the eyebrows. It's the blouse's name, given the disturbing audio released Friday in which her husband is heard making offensive comments about women.
Is that grabbing him by the shirt?
Grab him by the shirt.
Is that what he means? Grab him by the shirt.
That's exactly what he meant.
Got it.
Well, because he's so used to saying, honey, wear the pussy bow.
It's all so clear now.
It is. It is. So this whole thing, the fact that it got sold out, but it's bringing up little hashtags not okay. Women share stories of sexual assault because of all kinds of things that are coming up. And then she went and wore that. Mm-hmm. It was apparently leading people to go ahead and jump on Twitter.
Not a metaphor.
Exactly.
Not a metaphor.
Exactly. To share
Twitter.
Their stories of sexual assault and all of it because even obviously his comments, but then she
now how do you know your shirt has
pussy
a name?
Bow blouse. She was a model.
I know, but like, did you?
That one was a model.
Do you go
I
to Gucci
not.
And ask for? I want that pussy bow that I saw in.
When you go to get it, it says Pussy Bow Silk Crepe de Chine Shirt, $1,100.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. Like,
oh yeah, that's like, what that's. I thought he had put that up
clearly,
there.
Clearly,
well. Oh,
not my, that. My no, bad. I just, yeah. I just. Was there another picture?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the one where it tells that they really. This is the part of the story right, I've been missing all along.
Oh, my bad.
I'm sorry. Damn. I'm sorry.
Standby.
I put that up there.
I feel bad now.
No, don't feel bad. No,
I really
just sent it to
I
you.
Didn't
good.
Really feel
but yeah, that's why.
Because I thought, like, did you see something like that in Vogue and say, "I'd like one Pussy Bow shirt, please."
I'd like that other Pussy Bow shirt in blue.
Yeah.
No. Because it says it right there.
Oh,
sorry.
Did you use any of the memes that I sent you? That thing of 100 best memes.
I haven't got to that yet.
Bootsy,
but we
I'm totally doing the same thing.
This
in my head
is
right
this,
now.
To further illustrate what you're talking about. This window. Is it. It's the ad for Gucci. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that in the story you sent me.
Well, I mean, but that does answer the question of how somebody would have known that that's what it was called. That was
exactly
my,
right.
I'm like, you're just making this shit up.
No, because you and I probably would. Well, not probably. Well, we wouldn't. You might, Commander.
Oh
but,
yeah.
It is coming out, Dave.
I don't go pricier than the J. Crew. No. Men's Warehouse with a coupon. You know what I mean?
Good call. Anyway.
Or scrubs.
Your email. Yeah, I spend money on clothes and this whole house of cards falls apart. Commander.
Commander. Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Please, sir.
Oh, my gosh. Well, these are very trying times for so many different people.
But the fact that became a story, don't we have to, like, just, like, that became a thing? And I was so confused by it. I'm like, that's where we went? I mean, that's how you know that the discourse was just getting lower. And
we have to be thankful that that became a story, because what that means is shit like that is filling the vacuum from
that's
the
right.
Kardashians going out of production.
All right. Why? Is that your next story?
No, but that happened. Their entire thing is all production is stopped on all shows.
Why?
Why is that on our first headline?
Alex, seriously, I'm
Commander,
about
we vanquished the Kardashians and no one has told me?
Wait, oh, I don't like to bring them up on the show, but no, it was a headline week or 10, maybe 10 days ago that the Kardashians have all gone out of production, and it's like, thankfully, that we're done with this.
Why? Did they say why?
Just because
nobody fucking cares.
It's
going to
be part of this thing.
It's going to be part of media or entertainment in a minute. So in this day and age of all of the clown sightings and all of the things that are going on, our dear friends, where you know you deserve a break today, McDonald's, home of the world's most recognizable clown, says that Ronald McDonald will be keeping a lower than usual profile lately in the future, with the reports of creepy clown sightings on the rise. A spokesman for McDonald's Corporation confirmed, oddly, to Fox News Tuesday that the decision was made based on recent events. Quote, McDonald's and franchisees in the local markets are mindful of the current climate around clown sightings in communities, and as such are being thoughtful in respect to Ronald McDonald's participation in community events for the time being. Now, the company did not provide other details about how often its red-haired mascot makes appearances or how that will change in the coming months, but the burger chain's decision comes after a slew of unusual pranks around the country that have involved eerie clown sightings. And I know we've already talked about them on this show, but in case you don't know, there is Ronald McDonald in a parade, apparently going 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, right?
And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, that the profile of Ronald McDonald in the advertising has, like,
gone.
It's been lower and lower and lower. And it's been a few years that it's been, like, slowly diminishing. We did a shitty thing at Taco Bell once.
that's a segue.
When Taco Bell was trying to break into the fast food market, you know, they were kind
I mean,
of like
that's funny.
Yeah,
I didn't realize there was a difficulty with them trying to break into that.
No, because well, in the 80s they were nothing. Like that wasn't a it
that was
wasn't
that was good.
Yeah, but I mean they were not part of what you thought of as fast food. There was McDonald's, Burger King,
right,
and Arby's was like number three, and Taco Bell was trying to break
Arby's.
Into the fast food market without selling a burger.
Okay.
So when they came out with they called it the three-tier menu. It was like $39.59.
I remember
cents.
That menu.
Well, oh, I do too.
Yeah. The internal memo that, thank God, we were never hacked.
Oh,
but the internal memo that went around was Ronald McDonald crying with three tears coming down his face.
Oh my God, that's funny.
About that Ronald
the
McDonald was going to be crying because Taco Bell was going to move into the fast food empire.
Oh, wow.
And it was a big thing. And they got so much backlash because of the Ronald McDonald House.
They do nice things.
They do good work. I think they close them all down.
No?
What?
I'm not... The Ronald McDonald Houses, I don't know where they exist. They're probably not closed down. I shouldn't say that.
No, there's one right here down off of Central.
Okay, so
McDonald's.
The Ronald McDonald Houses are still going on. There's a Ronald McDonald Heritage House in New York. that closed its doors and they moved it somewhere else. It's not in a historic building anymore.
However, the clown school has been closed.
Yeah.
For now.
But so, it was Wendy's and Arby's were fighting at the time to be number three. But it went internally only. They were about to publish it. And it was one of those things that somebody was like, goes no further. Oh. And luckily it was before like emails and all shit. So it did not.
The original copy was shredded.
Yeah.
You guys talked about it a couple weeks ago when my school had the threat and the scary and the pictures in the hallway and the whole thing. And it was the clown face. It was that same.
Pennywise.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I said this, but we had a lot of emergency staff meetings over the course of 2 days because of all of that nastiness. And our school resource officer, our police officer would come into all of them. And he made a statement in our last one that any student who comes with any clown related anything for Halloween this year, anything, is going to be arrested for terrorism because there's no reason anyone would wear that to our school except to terrorize others.
Oh.
And so anyone who comes wearing anything clown related, and we've been, you know, pretty serious with the kids about it. Like, yes, there are times to goof around. This is not, don't risk it. Don't risk it because they will haul your ass to jail for terrorism. Yeah. End of story. It's scary. Gross shit. Clowns. I was never afraid of clowns. Afraid of birds. Have a bird bomb a building now.
What if it was a bird clown?
Now it's double. Now we're both afraid.
I don't know where to look. Commander.
Was the bird that shit on me at San Francisco Pride, was that a clown bird?
Could have been.
Yeah.
Could have been. Had a funny face.
Fucker.
Because I'm afraid of birds too.
Ugh.
They're just creatures.
Ooh. And I love being outside so much, but because the birds.
Also, this just in, Bootsy almost died, but was saved by his stepfather at Taco Bell.
On a nacho.
Yeah, on a nacho. And I did not know that. My apologies that I giggled. I chuckled. I chortled.
If I could go back now because... and just do a bong hit of that nacho cheese, yeah. I probably would.
Yeah, you got it. That's the problem. You got to get extra nacho cheese.
Okay. I get
an order of nachos with like two extra nacho cheeses, and then I just eat off my fingers.
Tiny flashback clown thing. We were talking earlier about the debate, and I was trying to find this picture, but I didn't find it until now. That picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
But his makeup was no less frightening than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there was really no need to change that.
He just needs a fucking dentist, that clown. God damn, his teeth were fucked.
That's all that needs?
Yeah, it's a creepy clown. But look at his fucking teeth.
It's a place to start, Commander.
If I had Oprah money, I'd fix everybody's teeth. My thing. Martin.
Good call. Well, Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper, God love him.
Well established. Vanderbilt man.
Adorable.
Totes adorbs.
Adorable.
Totes adorbs. Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a story about the fact that, you know, a lot of people have been talking, and I don't know if we'll bring it up here today, aside from this little snippet.
You're doing it now.
No. Little snippet about the fact that, you know, a lot of people were real assholes toward Anderson Cooper and
the Twitter field. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the Twitter field that came out with all kinds of people.
Twatters, yeah. Mm-hmm. They're called twatters, Commander.
Yes, Commander.
And that was ridiculous. And for those that didn't hear about it, I'm sure at some point we'll be talking about it. But they were. It was
still doing it right now.
I think we're doing it now.
No, but that's not the
current,
story.
As current as this headline.
Ed Alzheimer's sneaking right up on you.
This story,
Bernie.
Do it now, Marty. Do it now.
It's a little different. What the fuck is wrong with you? That is what Anderson Cooper tried to give Trump the opportunity to explain. Saying he hoped the Republican nominee could clear up the matter for American voters, moderator Anderson Cooper reportedly began the second presidential debate Sunday night by giving Donald Trump the opportunity to explain exactly what the fuck is wrong with him. I'd like to start tonight's proceedings by asking you, Mr. Trump, to explicitly lay out to the American people what the hell is fucking wrong with you, said Cooper, adding that it would be helpful if the business magnate would expound on the specifics of why in God's fucking name he says what he says and behaves the way he does.
Wow.
And how he could even begin to think that's okay. You're not a mentally well person, and there is clearly something very, very wrong with you on the most basic and fundamental level. So please, if you would, shed some light on what in holy hell is going on inside your fucking skull. I mean, for fuck's sake, at press time, Trump was reportedly shouting over both Cooper and Hillary Clinton as his 2-minute response time had elapsed.
Oh, yeah.
Without him coming close to finishing the explanation of how fucked up he is.
Of any question.
Any question. And the shame of this is that was the Onion And obviously did not really happen, but it's just the idea.
No, but it was exactly...
It's so close to what could be
they
real.
They changed like two verbs in one noun, and it's the exact same... He didn't answer one question, and then...
Right. He just stands around and looks at the audience like that. That's all he does.
Well, she went over her time. Mm.
The God. One, if you can look it up or listen to it, his answer about Russia and Iran and Syria about Aleppo.
Yes.
Just, huh?
Yeah. All of it was that. Like, I agree.
Because I watched it Monday morning when I got home from work, and I was like, huh? And then I happened to catch The View from Monday, maybe this morning.
Okay.
Or sometime. I watched, just because I wanted to see what they had to say about it. So Sunny... Who, and for those of you who keep track of my predictions on who's going to be on The View
right.
each next year,
sure.
I predicted Sunny for last year, but she's on this year.
Yep. Oh.
She got Nicole Wallace's job that I thought she was going to get
there,
last
Commander.
Year.
Almost there.
Mm-hmm. Almost Commander.
I was almost home Commander.
Yeah. Hell of a day at
sea, Commander. She read it out loud. Like, she read it verbatim, and... Like, you could just see the whole panel, and the one and lady on the end, whose name I don't have, but she's real religious and real Jesus-y and all about the Trump, and now she's not.
Candace Cameron?
No. She's gone for some reason.
She's gone?
They had some kind of a shakeup on the show, and
not talking about Jedediah. That's who's sitting at the end now.
Oh, okay.
Directly across from Oprah.
From Whoopi. From Winfrey. You said Oprah, I said Winfrey.
Racism and his finest down there. The other black
is,
one.
I love both of them.
That I could remember Whoopi, so I went with Winfrey.
Paula.
No, not Paula. Paula's the one that's...
Ooh.
Paula's the one from Good Morning America that has all the kids. No, one more over. Even more Christian. The crazy, crazy Christian. She's the new Christian on the show.
Next to almost said Tempest Bledsoe. Next to the girl from Cosby Show.
She's gone too, for some reason. They're all gone. Everybody's gone. I don't know who any of these people are.
I don't watch that often.
So anyway, she was for Trump, and all of a sudden she's against it, and I forgot what I'm talking about. But
the quote that she read
thing. Oh, so Sunny read
Alzheimer's.
She read the entire thing. And you could, and the lady that used to be for Trump and now she's not was like that can't be the quote. And she's like, word for word, without him sniffling and pausing and grunting.
Sure.
That's what he said. And that was his answer that people were like, oh, he won this debate. And she was like, you won with that?
Right.
I did get a text. So like I said, an hour plus ago, I have not watched a presidential debate, any debate. For probably 12 years ish.
They're entertaining. I mean, at least this one is. Maybe the regular.
I just can't. I am an emotional person. I am an empath. If you look up the definition of empath, like that is very much me. And
if they had kittens in the debate, you'd be fine.
Well, I don't even think I don't even think puppies at a debate would get me to watch it. Which says
Tabby,
something.
No Siamese, Tabby. I'm just sure.
I can't emotionally handle hearing people. Mad at each other, but also disagree with what I believe in so strongly. I have a hard time with it.
All right.
So I choose to not watch it. But I got a text from some of my friends, like 20 minutes into the debate, and all it said was, "Did either one of them answer that question?" And then something else about Trump that was vague, and it didn't say Trump's name in it. And I hadn't talked to her in 2 days, and I'm like, "What the fuck is this text about?" But she kept going on with all these texts about how he never answered a damn thing, and nobody said anything, and I.
Kat was on fuego in our chat room, in our show conversation on the Facebook. She was just
The two of us were just going back and forth. It was absurd.
Unfortunately, I would have been there too, but he had to work that night.
Yeah. So I was just watching the lion stalk the zebra. I mean, it was just like, what the fuck am I watching?
Gross.
And we're not allowed to talk about what she wore, but what did she wear? Anyways.
Wait, why is Bootsy camping? What's happening?
Oh, her and that fucking camping. She went somewhere. And all I heard was camping, and I'm like, I gotta get new friends.
Camping for a year?
Huh? What is going on?
What?
Oh. I don't know.
Bootsy, explain what's happening.
Wait. Amina's going camping.
No, Bootsy.
No. Oh, no, Bill, you'll become a man. For those of you who aren't reading the chat room, there's a lot going on in the chat room, and apparently Bootsy's becoming a man, and I'm not sure much more about that. We'll have to get him in back in the studio to find out. Woo, jeezy Pete's.
Drew says that Candace Cameron isn't gone, which makes me sad.
She should be.
Yeah, she should be.
Can we move on to the next one?
Please continue. Continue.
A bald eagle that somehow managed to get wedged in the front grille of a Florida car was freed unharmed after a passing motorist noticed the bird just after Hurricane Matthew roared past the area. The Clay County Sheriff's Office, I'll give you a picture, here is the eagle stuck in the grill of the car. The Clay County Sheriff's Office says a resident of the Fleming Island area south of Jacksonville noticed the bird peering out of the passing car on Saturday in the storm's aftermath. The resident urged the motorist to pull over. The Sheriff's Department says rescue personnel and deputies were able to work the bird free. It was taken to a wildlife sanctuary. Here's a picture of them with the cage trying to get the bird out of the car. They took it to a wildlife sanctuary in Jacksonville, but authorities said the eagle was completely unharmed.
It's a great metaphor for our country right now, isn't it?
But
the eagle caught in the grill of a car.
Yeah.
So the eagle was completely unharmed and fine and released.
Hopefully that'll be us November 9th.
We're going to be unharmed and released.
So are you ready for this? I'm not making this up. Her name is Jedediah
Beela, that's what I said.
Well, that didn't sound like the name. Well,
I said Jedediah.
I thought you were having a stroke.
It's a woman?
In fairness, though, I thought it was named after Barnaby Jones. I thought you were talking about somebody in the Amish country when you said that.
I can believe it.
She's going to make a chair and sit here? I don't know what she's going to do.
Jedediah Beela. Right. Not religious.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you have more to say about Jedediah?
No. It was like, yeah. It took me a while to find it, but I was like, that's not, she just made those sounds, Commander.
I just made those sounds.
That sounds
cool. I thought it was Yiddish for fly this thing into a wall.
Well, I know that...
That's more coffee.
So I'm stuck on the debate stuff, and I know that we have been, but there's some good news that came out of the debate, I think. Aside from the fact that people wanted to mock them, but that's okay. During the debate, it definitely takes two. Because I think that we should be voting for Bone and Becker 2016.
Oh, that's the sweater.
Bone's the sweater. Becker was the...
Can you just say one nice thing?
Right.
Yep. Right. During an extremely divisive campaign season, people across America have seemed to unite over the two clear winners of Sunday's second presidential debate, the participants, Kenneth Bone and Carl Becker. The internet praised the gentlemen who both had a chance to take spotlight and ask a question for instilling... a sense of humanity into an otherwise heated event. Now this just went nuts. Kenneth Bone was the one who had the red sweater on.
Right. He was all over TV today.
All over it. And quite frankly, there were a lot of people, as like they do on Twitter, that were making fun of him and doing all kinds of different things.
What people on the internet making fun of someone,
right? And they said he looked like some character I'd never heard of. They were comparing him to like a cartoon character, and I was not familiar.
From Toy Story, I believe it was.
Oh, I did not get the joke.
From Toy Story.
No. No, but that actually...
Didn't it suit Ripper Sutter,
maybe?
Commander.
No.
What is that walk, Al?
I can't... Something's
wrong with
my hand.
God damn. She can't walk.
Hey, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Yes. By the way, I was looking for that, Mark. Tonight, Donald Trump told
my God.
That's amazing.
Yes. On Maddow.
And he's exactly right.
I saw that on Maddow. I was trying to look that up furiously.
I enjoy that.
Yep. 20 days later. Donald Trump people. It is November 28th.
Yeah, I like it.
Go vote then.
All right.
Thank you, Mark. That's awesome. Viewers fondly took to Kenneth Bone's warm and fuzzy sweater, which matched the warm and fuzzy tone, which he asked his serious question. What steps will your energy policy take to meet our energy needs while at the same time remaining environmentally friendly and minimizing job loss for fossil plant power plant workers?
That's a really good question.
It really was.
A really good question.
It was.
My follow-up question to that is, and immediately, the second he asked the question last night, because I felt that there was clearly a slant to this because he was part of that industry. And I'm curious about this in every incarnation of something new that comes along. For example, rarely do people have landlines anymore.
Right.
Okay. So phone companies had to pitch and pivot and make different plans, do different things, retrain people. So all these people that are losing their fucking mind over the coal, and I understand it's been a lifestyle for them and their grandfather and their grandfather blah, 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 blah. I get that. But our necessity for that has ramped down considerably. Mm-hmm. Why is everybody so afraid of retraining, learning? Okay, just because you've worked at the coal plant for your whole life, why is it you can't learn? Look at this. Here's wind energy. Could we offer you a job putting up windmills and learning about the technology that gives clean power? I don't get why everybody loses their mind about that.
Well, I may be very far off base, but when you look at different professions, right? So you have folks that are older, working because people are living longer, working longer, etc. And now imagine taking them out of what they're so familiar with and putting them to work with all different forms of energy. Now, I'm not saying they can't do it. I'm going to make the comparison with my mom, with going being in nursing in one facet and then going from one thing to another with behavioral health to telemetry. Okay. And when she got back into the hospital and had to relearn all the computers and all the, I mean, it was a whole other world. Now, is it something that you can learn? Sure. But does an industry want to, whatever the industry is, want to take those folks out? Because it's like, Jesus, how long is this going to take to train them? Like, we have to look at what it's going to cost and the time.
But at some point, there's a saturation point where we stop putting people in the coal mine. Like the people that are working there now, when you taper them out.
But if they can continue working, where and what do you do for them to continue the same pay, to continue?
Well, the pay's got to be better. Coal miner strikes are pretty much the source of most musicals.
No, and I'm not.
Look at in a coal mine going down.
We were born to boogie.
See, we all came over the coal mine.
Yeah,
song. Not a good time.
Margaret,
Loretta Lampy has something to say about it too.
About her daughter, but you know, to interject, Commander. Yeah, coal mine.
Macaroni cheese. Blah, blah.
But where are you going to put the folks that are working in the coal mine?
Right, and it's okay. So we're going to need coal for a few more years. They're going to be able to live it out. You know what I mean? They'll make it through. Coal's not going away tomorrow.
Sweater Boy looks like, okay, he's probably going to work for 20, 25 years.
Sure.
And I realize we're going to need coal. That's not the question of what we're going to need it.
And keep in mind,
he'll be able to do his retire. But
for his children, it's time. Like,
it's time to wake up and move on.
It's time to make a plan. Right. And that was my problem with Barry Sanders earlier.
Barney Rubble earlier.
My problem with Barney Sanders
and Marsha Warren.
I didn't make it better. Yeah.
Marsha Warren.
My problem with Barney was that in the West Virginia primary, where Clinton was getting all this heat for saying that the coal miners were going to be out of jobs soon.
That punny with the heat and the coal.
But where did Bernie come down on coal? I've already forgotten.
Yeah, I know.
He's the Warren G. Harding of presidential nominees. So where did he? Because where was he? Because was he all of a sudden?
I never
pro
heard.
Coal?
I don't recall him saying.
Was he going to? No, he was a complete pussy on this topic.
Right, but I don't remember ever saying anything.
No, but Trump was grabbing
completely went underground and didn't answer the question. That's what pissed me off.
He just avoided that altogether.
Supposedly, yeah. So he let her take the bullet. Are you all of a sudden not for renewable energy? Because guess what? There's no such thing as clean coal, asswipe.
Right.
And he didn't stand up.
That he
and then no one.
Been,
and this was back when MSNBC was completely in the Bernie tank, and they were yelling at people for being Hillary supporters. That like ask him the question. He needs to go under the same bus because there's no such thing as clean coal.
No.
It wasn't coming.
Sure,
he certainly was against the coal industry. And now for a follow-up, because I am paying attention to something besides anybody's name, the flooding from Hurricane Matthew is threatening because it turned out to be worse in North Carolina. The way the hurricane hit,
yes.
The part that nobody was focusing on and nobody was there in a tight t-shirt and an umbrella was this flooding in North Carolina. Well, guess what they're running into? All of the waste products of coal.
That's right.
So now there's all these...
Coal and animal.
Coal,
but, yeah.
ash.
Right.
Well, the
coal
ash, but yes. The animal thing is not going to be... We're not going to stop raising animals.
No.
That's not possible.
No. I agree.
Yes, but, that will be a horrible thing when animal waste gets in the water. But this coal ash, which is how we get rid of waste products of coal, are sitting in... reservoirs that are now going to flood in this
everywhere.
Toxic waste that's just been sitting there waiting for something to happen that's never going to happen, just like the nuclear people in Japan. Never going to happen till it does.
Till it does.
Now we have this waste coming on, but people are still saying clean coal. Shut the fuck up. No such thing.
There is no such thing.
All of you that have the jobs down there, but now it's time for your children. You just can't bank on the coal job being there for your child. It's time for education. Now we have to make sure...
You need to figure out how to make different widgets.
But affordable education, because there is no more manufacturing jobs. Like, that's not coming back either.
No, I'm just
that
using
era is over.
My example is you just got to learn something else. You got to figure out.
And there would be. I mean,
you
think
do,
about
just,
papers so you, when you were talking about the newspaper. The newspaper business is still here, barely.
Yeah.
Right? So anybody that was in that growing up, and that was
but
what
the
they
writing
were
is still
going to
be there. But the people that are printing
exactly.
the papers is
the
what's
printing
going
the
away.
The print
is
going to go away.
The people that printed phone books, we're
yes.
wishing their jobs away. That's
right.
someone's job,
right?
And we're literally mm-hmm. wishing them to go away
right.
as they're throwing it at us.
Right.
But that is someone's job. So you have to. It's that's where that schooling comes in. When Bernie and when Hillary are now talking about affordable college, because the way out of these places is no longer work at the factory where your dad did,
right.
work at the job
right.
your grandfather
right.
did. Now
exactly.
you need to get an education and
right.
find out about something that's not sitting in your backyard.
Right.
right.
You, these jobs are gone. They've been gone for a long time. But for some reason, people are like, bring the jobs back. No one's bringing a job back. There's a chance Apple might make some phones here. That's
sure.
about the only
sure.
thing I've ever heard that might possibly.
And that's here, Arizona, yeah?
And mm-hmm. and turns out there's yeah. a sneaker that really is made all in the U.S. I don't remember which brand it is. But one of the brands, one of the big brands of sneakers.
Kids.
Somebody's got to help us. One of the biggest brands of sneakers really is here in the country. There is an American brand of sneakers, which I had no idea. They should probably advertise that more.
Wouldn't I
feel like Nike? But
I would think. Well, I would think even like
no,
the Converse.
Nike's one of the worst ones.
Or Kids.
No, but I thought that there was something here.
No,
that
they have a huge thing up in like
Skechers.
The Seattle area that Nike does, but it's not. They don't
oh, okay.
make the shoe.
Okay.
But I can't remember who it is that it's all American products and it's.
If only
I just
had
heard
a way
about
to
it the other day.
Up.
And yes, there are manufacturing jobs, but there's going to be less and less.
I just get annoyed every time that it's like they just want to hold on to it forever and ever and ever. I'm like, sure. you've got to figure out something else to do. For case in point, we all are well aware what I used to do, and all of a sudden, I'm not part of a gym and tanning salon anymore. Sure. What happened? I had to fucking ramp up computer skills and figure out a whole bunch of other shit sure. because that changed for me. I realize it's not as big and as dramatic as coal or oil
no,
or all that.
It's different.
But all
it's
of a sudden,
money.
You have to change
yeah.
your deal.
Okay.
You have to
Thanks,
change everything
dude.
That you do. You have to figure out
sure.
what's the next thing in line.
What else can I do?
Because
right.
I can't do that anymore.
Sure.
Right. I gotta live.
Right.
I just think it's funny that I have always thought this. There's got to be a saturation point when all of a sudden you quit sending people into the mine, literally.
Right.
You just, okay, we're going to cut off. We're not hiring anymore.
Right.
These people are going to run this out.
But isn't that what Hillary kind of said?
No, it's what we've all... It's
no,
the
no,
real,
but that's
yes.
where the coal miners thinking? Went fucking
huh?
nuts.
What is that
right.
thinking?
That... Him.
Oh, me.
Oh, it sounds like my gas stove
oh,
turning
no.
on.
But that's where the coal miners went so nuts
that,
in
it.
Virginia.
Yeah.
And like
right.
she had to sit down and try to...
But I'm not saying that everybody that's in it right now, we're right. just going to terminate your job.
Right.
It's a phasing
no,
out.
We still,
but
we
we've got to start educating
school.
Like your sons, that is in your children that are in junior high school.
Sure.
Let's get them on clean energy. Let's figure out how to do windmills. Let's figure out how to make them engineers
right.
at General
or,
Electric.
Not to bring up where I'm from, like I always do, but hydroelectric power. It's
right.
been around
sure.
for
right.
over 100
right.
years.
Right.
Yeah.
Niagara Falls used to supply like one-third of the nation's, no, one-third of the Northeast energy, a huge number. But then nuclear power plants sprung up, and we went to nuclear instead of using hydroelectric. Like, it's right there. Don't dirty the water.
Yeah.
Right.
First rule of thumb, which
right.
they didn't do.
Right.
Let's not turn this into toxic waste
right.
with the most, you know,
3 Mile
beautiful
Island.
Natural
sure.
sources.
Right.
But they don't do it with, like, 3 Mile Island. They don't do it with nuclear waste. They're doing it with other ways to pollute the water, trying to do clean energy. But that's clean energy. That is
the
right there,
flowing.
And it's been
right.
done for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
Amp that back up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Get that going again. Turn off the nuclear.
Mm-hmm.
The water's not going anywhere up there. It's not California.
Right.
There's 5 giant lakes feeding that fucking river.
Sure.
Flowing 24/7.
Well, and the interesting thing with
and
these guys...
And they cut
guys,
the flow down in the winter for more power.
The interesting thing with these two guys, as far as kind of uniting the country in just this small moment, was the fact that... You know, here you have Trump who re-victimizes these women or these women
exploits
you know,
them in his own
very
special
them,
way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By bringing
a very special
them in,
episode.
Wanting them to sit in the VIP section with his family, which was poo-pooed. And then they,
oh,
Paula Jones, et cetera.
Yeah.
Were,
that's a no-go,
were
Commander.
Sitting up with the ticket
Agreed.
Holders. But you have him with that fucking circus. And then all of a sudden, these two guys that were just like no. so docile and so would either of you name one positive thing?
I would have liked for them to
Carl
put a
Becker.
Microphone in front of those four women
mm-hmm.
after this is all. How did you feel about Mr. Trump bringing you here and putting you back in a room where you look at somebody that you've made accusations or
sure.
you've claimed has done something?
Oh, they wanted
they
to be there.
They chose to be there.
They chose to be there.
Yeah.
No, no.
There was,
I'm pretty sure they were paid to be there.
Oh, they were, but
oh,
they
absolutely.
Wanted to. They're,
but
when they talked to
no.
that press conference,
yeah.
live on
Facebook. Oh, no, no, I saw that. I saw that all.
But the one has been speaking after. I think her name's Juanita? No. Juanita did speak a little bit after, but the girl...
The 12-year-old?
The 12-year-old, which really...
It's startling to me.
It really is startling that you're going to blame somebody who was... somebody for defending somebody's constitutional right to a fair trial.
Well, and I went back because of that, because I remember hearing about the fact that Hillary had defended the rapist of this 12-year-old.
As a public defender, not as for hire.
Then she did it for free. Well, a judge said you have to do this.
She was the public defender. You have the right to an attorney. Have you not watched fucking Law and Order, Commander?
if you can't afford one, one will be assigned to you.
Exactly. And so many things that were thrown out there that were bullshit about that. And as I'm reading, it was mostly false what he was saying. The fact that she was laughing on these recordings. I don't know if you guys have heard those recordings.
And she's laughing about what they put up.
Right. I mean, it was like something about
what their evidence was.
It was
about the prosecution and what they had, and she was just kind of laughing about that evidence.
Like, you got to be kidding
how
me.
How in the world, you know, the prosecution.
There's an interesting interview with the prosecutor that the prosecutor for the case, where he was like, we have a constitutional right. She was assigned this case. She tried to get out of it. And then after the case was over, and she set up separate, psychological interviews for the girl.
Yes. Well, trying to say this girl's
that
just
she
making
enjoyed
it, up.
It that she was making it up, and she got another thing. And then
at 12 years old, that
that's what the psychologists were saying.
Well, because
that
rape trials are horrible for everyone.
Oh, no, I understand.
And she wanted the attention from older men, and that she, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
She hired more people to talk to this girl. And then after the case was over, she set up Arkansas's rape hotline, rape crisis hotline. Like, that was her response to taking on this case of defending a rapist.
And before she was just going to allow them to call out this 12-year-old and say, you know, you're going to slam this 12-year-old girl and make up these stories and just smash her down. She's like, no, we're going to go ahead and have a psychologist.
But this girl, who this is her impression, and what you say and what is heard.
And the defense is going to pay for it. I mean, it wasn't like
But the 12-year-old girl, you can't blame her either, because as a 12-year-old girl is part of a rape trial, you get victimized all over again, and you are going to blame the defense attorney. This is her impression of her. Whatever was said or whatever was done, her impression of that is she was victimized again, and it would be the defense attorney that did it. Like. Right. That's correct. The right that there's nothing wrong with what she's saying. There's no way to like say this was right. That's what happened to her at 12 years old. You're not going to change her mind.
No.
And you're not going to make her believe that Hillary Clinton was a good person because she was.
She didn't even realize who the public defender was. She didn't even realize it was Hillary Rodham at the time until very recently.
Well, right, because how could she in 1973 know who that was?
No,
she wasn't
even
first
now,
lady. Right.
Right. I mean, like going forward, that's what this, and I'll put it in the chat room. That was one of the things that was said, that all of a sudden it was, it's Hillary Rodham. Oh, that's who it is?
Yeah.
And it became this big thing. And she now is just kind of running with it, and... I don't know.
Yeah,
it bothers me.
But I got to give it to her. Like, that's what happened to you at 12. That's your impression of it.
Oh, sure.
Everybody's got to own
fault.
Their...
But you can't fault Hillary for doing her job.
Oh,
either.
Not at all.
No.
I just put the
as
thing
impartial
in the chat
people.
Room.
You can't, but you can understand her doing it.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's skewed.
Yeah.
So intensely.
To make it sound like she went, like, purposely went in to defend a rapist,
and then she's he raped a 12-year-old, and I won.
Like that. No. Yeah, that's
she took a plea deal that the mom of the girl wanted, begged for. Like, get this plea deal, make this be done.
Yeah,
don't let this go to trial.
And almost everybody get pleas out. Like, rape cases are very often pleaded out to keep the victim from going through
something again.
Right, right. And so it just that's the kind of thing. What I put in the chat room is the thing from Snopes.com as far as that it's mostly false. But yeah, Clinton did. She was appointed to represent this guy, and there was a plea bargain, and she later chuckled about some aspects of the case when discussing it years later.
Yeah, but not, but it wasn't about, the girl.
About the girl. Right. And I would never blame this girl's anger.
No.
I would never blame this girl's anger.
I appreciate it.
But she's coming forward now, and when you have someone like the Donald in her ear, like, and imagine it. Now you can get back, and she becomes that 12-year-old girl all over again. And that's where I think he's re-victimizing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
For that. Anyway. Digress, but I just love those two, and I love the fact that Becker was like,
but,
and what then, can you say positive?
But the good thing
name is, a positive thing.
And what I think ended the debate on such a funny note was the last time he said, she doesn't have the stamina, right. She doesn't have the stamina, right. She doesn't have the stamina. This time it was, she's such a fighter, she never gives up, she keeps on fighting.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah. I had it ready, I was going to talk about that. Yeah.
Because that's when I finally watched it. I dozed off.
Did he part his hair on a different side?
Oh, no, the one is a reverse.
Reverse. Right. Yeah.
Because I think the words behind him are backwards. If you
look. If you look at the one on the right.
Oh, yeah, good call. Also, Al, how do you have two packets of Skittles and I have no packets of Skittles?
Oh, because I was handing them to him.
He's a hoarder. I'm just
gonna,
I have one.
Point that out.
Oh, the circle didn't make it all the way across.
The circle got broken.
How it one did. Got to him did. But didn't get to
she
you?
She handed it to me.
No, I didn't touch any Skittles yet. This is the.
Oh no, you did hand it to him then.
You handed it to me.
No, you handed two to him, three to him. Whatever. Anyway. It doesn't fucking matter. Now we're not talking about rape and we're talking about Skittles.
Need some more wine?
Yes, please. Oh.
Need some more vino, girl?
Oh. There you go.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's go down to Florida. This is a brilliant thing here.
I know. We haven't made fun of Florida in a while.
Well, we're going to.
We're not making
fun of Florida. We all know that Hurricane Matthew just literally blew through the entire East Coast, screwed up some stuff, fucked up an eagle. Well, didn't fuck him up. Just got him caught for a minute. Then he got out.
And destroyed Haiti.
Destroyed Haiti. Yeah. Well, when Randy Jalil saw the forecast that Hurricane Matthew was heading his way, he thought, well, shit.
I saw this.
I don't have a garage. What am I going to do with my car?
Oh.
He had has a 1988 BMW E30 M3, and he knew that he had something to do. So, he says, I had two other cars in the garage and wanted to be sure that they were safe. So, what he did was he brought his car inside his house. The formulated plan, get the car in the house to protect it from the storm. That's what he did. The only question was, could his BMW fit into his Port St. Lucie, Florida home? Says his car isn't very large, so I measured the door sill from side to side. He's got the measurements of 73 inches. That's larger than the width of the car. So I tested it, drove slowly to see if I could get it through there, and sure as hell, there it is. Car sitting right inside his house, which I think is fantastic.
If Clayton McKee lived in Florida.
I'm not sure what's worse, the size of the house or the size of the car.
Right.
So he tested. Here's a picture of him driving through. The mirror is, I guess, tucked in a little bit. So he is able to get his car in through the door. And then I'm sure the neighbors like this look. Like, there's your car in the house.
It's better than her neighbors thinking about her car.
So if you could get that
Corolla. Can you bring that shit inside your house?
Yes.
With his father's help, they were able to get the car inside the house. He recently had moved back to Florida after being in the United States Air Force for 7 years. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Said he hasn't had to deal with weather like Matthew in an awful long time. I want to be sure that this car was safe. He likes his car a lot. It's my pride and joy. And
people in Florida fuck their cars?
Any of my friends know, understand me, that's how much I love it, that I wanted to protect it like this. So I thought that was cool.
I saw it and I just thought of you. I'm like, oh, I'm sure he's seen this. I don't need to put this on his page.
I'd like to know what other cars he has in the garage. I mean, if those two are valuable as well, he must be a car buff.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
I thought it was very cute.
I saw that you put that for Jason.
Yes.
Because
I put it in Jason's. Yeah.
Yep. I thought that was fantastic.
Yes.
This is not coming up at all. So we're going to go here. La, la, la. La, la, la. So,
watermelon sparkle.
Oh, can I eat it?
Yeah, that's watermelon sparkle color.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
It's the only song I know.
I think a good gay would have called that like burgundy.
All right. Burgundy. So,
I think it's burgundy, Commander.
To go on a different path, just because I feel like it.
Ew,
who enjoys Chobani? as
yogurt.
Yeah,
I do. I have enjoyed it before.
Appreciate the Chobani.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah. I even had a little yogurt drink yesterday.
Well, I did. I did try Oikos only because that because of
John Travolta. John Stamos.
No, Oikos was the one that Newt. God damn it! The football player,
Bernie Sanders,
the black guy,
Elizabeth Warren.
Cam Newton. He was doing that. I'm sorry. But anyway, continue on with Chobani.
Well, Chobani is going to start offering paid family leave to all of its employees, man, woman, gay, straight, blue collar, white collar.
You got
to
sign up for their job.
How about the coal miners?
Maybe. You don't know.
They're proud to be a coal miner's daughter.
I think there's coal in your yogurt,
Commander. Starting next year, workers at yogurt maker Chobani will be eligible for 6 weeks of paid parental leave when they have a child.
Does it say what percentage they get paid of their salary? Or just does it say paid? Okay, sorry.
And it won't matter whether they are mothers or fathers or whether they work in corporate headquarters or a blue-collar plant. Mm. Chobani founder and CEO wrote in his blog Wednesday that the new policy grew out of personal experience. He recently became a father and wanted to find a way to help his employees when they have a baby or adopt or foster a child. Workers will collect 100% of their pay during the leave period. It was important to me that everyone at the company have this time, especially the people in our plants. From the top down, we'll encourage our folks to use this time knowing their careers at this company won't be affected by it.
Wow.
Fortunately, it's becoming more fashionable for U.S. companies to announce they're instituting a more progressive parental leave policy for employees and, of course, to invite a round of praise for their decision. The U.S., unlike just about all other advanced economies, does not legally guarantee paid time off for workers after having a child. It's up to the companies whether they'll provide it. Not many do. Only around 12% of private sector workers in the U.S. report that they get family paid through their jobs. And those who do tend to be wealthier, they will do it than those who
and most have around 30% of their salary, 40% of their salary.
Right. As a result, lower wage workers are often forced back onto the job after having a child much faster than white collar professionals. That's why Chobani's move is more notable than other Silicon Valley tech companies deciding to ramp up the leave benefits. Chobani has two factories and 2,000 employees, many of them employed in food processing positions. About a third of the company's workforce is refugees.
Does it say where the money comes from?
Where's it come from?
Well, no, because I heard a story on NPR about family paid leave, and we actually had a conversation about it, about how... They're, in California, people are offered 6 weeks family leave time at like 35% of their salary, but it is paid for by all employees who pay about a 1% tax. So as someone who will never have a child ever,
you don't want
to
pay.
I have to pay 1%. And listen, I'm all about paying taxes. I'm all about paying taxes for things that help people and whatever. But then do I get a new puppy 6 weeks? And I don't mean to diminish what children are, but if I'm paying 1% of my salary all the time for people who have babies.
Sure.
Do I get a new
puppy
one?
The same thing about schools. Then I realize, oh, I got to have a place for them to go all day, so that's better.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I think that's what it then becomes like the Family Leave Act is like, what do you consider? Then you got to be a little hippie-ish and be, what do you consider family? Like, not going to have kids, but I want this time to like bond with this.
And I am hippie.
And it does.
Ish.
It does in some way, and you're going to get that kickback that it does diminish the baby experience compared to a puppy. But I'm not having that, and I'm paying my 1%, so I want my 6 weeks off. I got a new plant. See you later.
Well,
because I paid my 1%, so I'm going to pick. Right. I'm going to pick what I need 6 weeks off, and that's what it has to turn into.
Right.
That'd be the same for me.
Then, that's equitable.
Then I want 6 weeks for whatever I want 6 weeks for. You don't get to ask any questions. Think of it as my therapy dog. It's my 6 week therapy dog.
Right.
It diminishes your baby somewhat, but it makes it fair to all of us.
Those
all
of us who don't have babies.
Right.
But this, and I'm not sure if it'll answer it down at the bottom of this because it's not making sense to me. The new policy will not discriminate between job roles. It will include hourly as well as salaried, which that was the part I thought was really
intriguing. I love that
really
they included
intriguing.
The blue collar folks because those are the ones who need it.
As long as they are employed full time. Chobani's new policy is progressive in another way. It won't differentiate between male or female, gay or straight.
Excellent.
When they have children, paternity leave can be skimpy, even at companies that are generous with maternity leave, giving men little time
Like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. If that.
If right. That.
If that. Yeah, a lot of times I think it's a week. It can
good call, Jenny. End
up. But if you have the Family Medical women, Leave Act, you can pull out the FMLA three months, card. Yeah.
Right, right. But then you only get paid X amount.
No, then you only get paid short-term disability.
Short-term disability, if you have it, that you have to have paid for.
Because mm-hmm. FMLA then, just guarantees your job.
You have short-term disability, but you have long-term.
So everyone.
Ours, you have to have the PTO to back it. So you would have to save up your PTO bank. Right.
Or people have to give to you.
So they pay. So they at least my FMLA experience, I went on FMLA. I took all my days that I had saved up. I also paid into short term disability. So I got short term disability. But until 6 months when long term disability kicks in, and that is guaranteed.
Right.
So the first 6 months, unless you have time saved or short term disability, then you don't get anything. Yeah, but you still have a job.
Yeah, it really is sucks.
They have.
It really does suck. Jesus Christ.
Come
in. It really sucks.
They have in here, Trevani has paid leave news Wednesday follows a run of positive press for the New York-based yogurt maker. It says in April, it announced that full-time employees would receive shares worth up to 10% of the company if and when it goes public. And that the New York Times estimated that the average employee's haul could be 150,000. Go get a job there. Could be 150,000, and longtime veterans could possibly top 1 million. So I don't know if that has anything to do, because it doesn't have anything else in there about how much or whatever, but that they have to put aside. But I don't know if that has anything to do with that or not. But still a great
good
company.
On them.
It sounds like
I will continue to buy Chobani. Yeah.
And one of the. Fuck my life, America. Family Medical Leave Act. It's one of the good things about the Clinton administration. Hopefully the first Clinton.
The first one.
Hopefully
first
we'll be able to say that.
He was
commander.
He was 40?
No, 42nd.
42nd?
Mm-hmm.
And she'll be 45th.
Fifth.
Nope.
No. Sixth.
No, 45th. He's the...
So you don't count the terms.
Benedict is the 44th president of the United States.
You don't count the terms, count the people. Thank you. Good call.
Okay.
Because so I'm like, there were more people in between there.
Right. Yes. That's why it's fucked up that Grover Cleveland, I think he's the 22nd and 24th president of the United States.
Right.
Oh.
It fucks up the counting.
Sure.
Oh, gotcha.
Or 24th and 26th.
Essay
I can't remember.
On him.
Well, in our
encyclopedias.
And our final story in the headline section before we turn it over to Entertainment Al and whatever the hell he has. Kind of a home state story here. This girl finally won the top tiara in the land for Miss Gay America 2017. Susie Wong, a drag queen who is the alter ego of former Nashville chef and restaurateur Arnold Myant, was crowned Miss Gay America 2017 at the organization's annual pageant held in Memphis last weekend. And if you happen to know who Susie Wong is, there is a lovely picture of her taken by local photographer Scott Kirby, who took your picture with me.
Beautiful.
Michael Dunser, one of the show's organizers, credited Susie Wong's amazing choreography, costuming, and a stunning black Christian Dior gown, which I do happen to have a picture of. It's not a close-up, but this is the gown in question. During the final presentation of this is the 45th year of Miss Gay America.
Wow.
And so this was the 45th one, so she is our...
And it's a woman, just like our 45th president.
Ding, ding.
This is the crowning. Commander. This is the crowning moment there in Memphis just on Sunday night. So I thought that was cool. Now, used to live in Nashville, now resides in Tucson. So now it's good kind of brought the crown home to Arizona.
Very nice.
Now we'll be traveling the country doing all the duties that a Miss Gay America does.
Nice.
So that was kind of cool.
Congratulations,
we got,
Commander.
And then within... Savannah Stevens was in top five, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, because she's fourth alternate, so she's in the top five. And then Barbara Seville did very, very well, but unfortunately, she self-admitted she messed up because she missed a roll call.
Had a technical difficulty.
And administratively, they deduct 25 points for that, and that kept her out of the top 10.
That's terrible.
So she did that. She admitted on Facebook. She did it to herself. She feels really bad. But Barbara, anywhere you go, anything you do, you represent us so well.
Absolutely.
So she's back in town, and her next big function is AIDS Walk in two weeks.
Woo-hoo.
So we're on board for that. Of course.
Well, and you're right. She is our Miss Gay America. I love that.
Oh, Barbara's fantastic and everything else she does. So, hoo-ha. So congratulations to all those. But Miss Susie Wong, which I'm assuming I'll be seeing in the very near future on a Wednesday night for the show that I DJ for that. So there's that. All right, here we go. Al.
Not really entertainment.
We got a couple things from entertainment that I may or may not have written down. We find out what happens to the bush.
Yes.
Tis the season for rape politics. We have a really bizarre endorsement for Hillary Clinton. My theory on The Walking Dead was killed. And, oh, we have a Supreme Court ruling that's pretty fucking interesting.
Oh, I guess I didn't hear this one.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And Nevada.
Nevada.
So I'm
Commander.
I really, because so much has happened in politics this last week.
In the past 24 hours,
I've lost my damn mind.
Yeah.
So last week sometime, the orange thing went to, because I'm trying to practice.
Cheeto Jesus.
Yeah, Cheeto Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to practice Oprah's thing of not giving something power by saying its name.
No. Mm-hmm.
Bread.
The orange thing went to Nevada and gave a really long speech about the correct pronunciation of Nevada and how it was wrong to say the other way because Nevada is right. And as he's saying Nevada, the audience is screaming back at him, Nevada. It's pronounced Nevada. And they're actually screaming, Nevada, Nevada, Nevada. Not listening to his supporters.
Missed it all.
Just goes on this whole
thing.
And for those of us that have spent a lot of time enjoying Veep, the last whole season and... Yeah, thank you, Commander. Yes. The last season and the last episode of the season prior, the vote for president because of an electoral college tie went to the House of Representatives and it all came down to Nevada. And the entire cast keeps saying Nevada except for Ken, who is the only one that knows how to say it. And so for the whole episode, he just says, Nevada. And no one listens to him. They say, like, every single cast member in every conversation says Nevada. And all his only line for the whole season is, Nevada. It's Nevada. It's Nevada.
Still Nevada.
And no one ever hears him or gets it. And then only other thing he does is explain an electoral college tie and why Nevada's important. And at the last thing, Gary finally goes, I don't get it. What's going on in Nevada? Just the way that they play
Very
these
funny.
Jokes over and over and over again. So when he stood there and gave the speech, I'm like, this has to be comedy. Like, this just has to be a joke that
For
he's
real.
Standing up there yelling Nevada into the microphone while the crowd is chanting something back, and he just blank faces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does
And I'm like, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Did you just call her Jewy?
Jewy. So wrong.
Elizabeth Warren.
Bernie Sanders. Barney Sanders is also a Jewy. Yeah.
I did not say
Commander.
Jewy.
You did say
yeah,
Jewy.
Yeah, but you might as well.
So.
Go back and listen.
How many minutes is this? 9:05.
Yeah.
As she said, we started off making political satire and we ended up making a sobering documentary.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That is exactly what happened. It was truly frightening.
I laughed at that when it happened because in my hometown, just north of my hometown in Missouri, there's a Nevada, Missouri. And it's always been Nevada, though it's spelled different. Everybody's done that. So when they came up with that, I had to sit and think for a minute. Wait, which is right? Because I grew up around that. Sure. It was funny.
Yeah.
Nevada, Nevada.
And we've talked about several
potato,
times about
potato.
How they anglicize.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah. They anglicize everything in the Central Coast. Like, mm-hmm. And they can't get Arroyo Grande anglicized, so they pronounce it AG. They just fuck it. We can't work around those O's and R's and Y's. But it's Paso Robles. And they insist on it. Like, they outwardly, like, they
Shut
correct
up.
You like they do. Because it should be pronounced Nevada. That is, it is a Spanish word. It should be pronounced Nevada. But they pronounce it Nevada.
Casa Grande.
I still say Casa Grande, and mm-hmm. I don't give a shit because it's Casa Grande. But I'll give them Nevada, because you know what I mean?
Sure.
Well, they live there.
Because I don't know what, I know what Casa Grande means in Spanish. I don't know what Nevada means.
Sure.
It could mean anything.
It means Trump's an ass, is what I'm pretty sure.
It does now. And I was just laughing because I'm like, well, you know, they kind of had Nevada as a little bit of a swing state there because of...
May I share with you some education?
Do.
The name Nevada comes from the Spanish Sierra Nevada, which is also a mountain range in Spain, meaning snow-covered mountain range. Nevada is the Spanish feminine
Nieva.
Form of covered in snow.
Yeah, Nieva means snow, so that makes sense.
So
interesting that they named that state then. Nevada.
Which we'll go to Sierra Nevada because that's the name of the mountains that go through.
Yeah, but there's never snow there, is there?
Yeah.
Is there ever snow there?
Yeah. Oh, the mountains. The mountains of the Sierra Nevada.
Is that like somebody saying it doesn't snow in Arizona? And I'm the idiot who's like, yep, okay, I get it. Yep, Tahoe, sorry, take it back. Okay. Nevada.
Yeah.
Take it back, sorry.
All right, so now we have to do this for...
For who? For what? What's
going on? Amina. We have to do this for Amina.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was going to get to it. That's one of my two things.
Oh, I'm so sorry that we didn't take care of
no,
that.
No, that's okay.
We okay, because she keeps, we can, yeah. She put it in the chat room
but
again.
I give it
settle
to
down,
you.
Amina.
I gift it to you.
No, because I know nothing about it and you've already looked it up.
Oh.
So we will go to this very interesting... Okay, so Billy Bush... now, I have remained completely unaware of the Bush for most of my lifetime. He's on the
true
Kardashian
story.
Circuit.
Oh, did you mean a person?
Yeah.
I thought you meant a Bush.
Both, like, Commander. Yeah.
Okay.
In this case. And I really was not aware of him. I know that there's a Sophia Bush. She's an actress. I don't know if she's related to the Bush family.
So I literally have no idea who you're talking about.
Every once in a while, people would throw around this Billy Bush name. And right. I don't watch the show he used to be on. I don't watch the Today Show, so I got nothing.
All right, good.
I did see him. I saw the thing where he argued with Al Roker about Ryan Lochte being a complete and total fucking tool. Where, like, this asshat Billy Bush was like, he misrepresented some facts. He was misleading. And Al Roker's like, he fucking lied to you.
Right. Right.
He lied. He's a liar. Right. Call it what it is. It's white boy privilege in a South American mm-hmm. country. Mm-hmm. Call it what it is, you mm-hmm. douche. So I didn't know who he was talking to, but I had written that person off in that argument as like someone that, okay, I don't need to hear anymore
sure,
from that
fucking
human.
Idiot. Mm-hmm. Sure, sure, sure.
Didn't know he was a person. Found out later. Yes, he is. So I was surprised to find out that this tool, this Billy Bush, was the person on the Access Hollywood, which is a TV show mm-hmm. that I've never seen, but it happens. This Access Hollywood
Isn't,
bus.
That Mario both, guy on that?
I don't know.
Yes, now he is.
Oh, is he on there now? Cute. He's cute.
The one from
Oh,
Save
no, that's Extra.
Save
he's on
Bell.
Extra.
Extra,
he's on
Extra.
He's on Extra.
Yeah. Okay. Another one of those shows that I'm
I've never watched, but I pretend. Okay, go
TMZ
ahead.
With better logos. So he's on this bus that they're calling a private conversation, except for they're both wearing microphones and there's seven other people on the bus and a driver. So it's
and a camera crew.
Yeah. And it's, yeah.
Oh,
and
so
a camera
real
crew.
Private. Got it.
Well, I don't know if the camera crew is on the bus because all the shots
There was.
Oh, okay.
Because there was also footage of him sitting there talking to him.
Oh, all I've ever seen is the camera.
No, right.
The bus
They've
arriving.
Only shown that mostly, but there was a shot of the crew inside because then the crew comes out first to get the outside shots. There was something to do with that also.
Oh, okay. So, camera shot on the bus, the horrible thing about rape, and it is rape. I don't care what anybody says. Mm-hmm. That is sexual assault at the lowest, yeah. mm-hmm. rape for real,
uh-huh.
what he's describing in there in every sense of the word.
Mm-hmm.
He comes off the bus, and this tool of a shit heel, whatever this fucker is, comes off the bus and says to this woman that they've been objectifying inside the bus, and this is where the tape gets gross for me. Not only did you just brag about rape or sexual assault, I'll go that low.
Okay.
But then he's like, oh, how about a hug for
the
Mr.
Donald?
The Donald. Yeah. He just got off the bus. And how about one for Bushy? So after this sickening, gross conversation, Billy Bush laughs it off, laughs someone boasting about sexually assaulting women, mm-hmm. and that he's entitled to it. Oh, come on, let him touch you. Hug him. And the woman's like, okay. And how about one for the Bushy? And then Trump says, oh, yeah, Melania says this is allowed. And it makes my blood boil. Like, mm-hmm. there's so much in that that's
yeah.
so upsetting.
Yeah.
But then when they
yeah.
get off the bus and they're confronted with
yeah.
the first female, I think either one of them has seen in their life besides their wives.
Right.
They act like it's just so scuzzy. So I was seriously like, who is this tool? And then I find out he hosts the third hour of the fucking Today Show.
Right.
But that just happened in like the past month. They promoted him.
Well, no,
him.
It turns out for the right around the Olympics that's why
right.
he was doing
right.
that Ryan Lochte story.
Right.
That's why he never made. The only thing I've ever seen on him was that
right.
that fight with
so
him and Al Roker.
That was unfortunately a very new thing for today. I could retooling of that whole, no pun intended, a retooling of that whole segment. And I've never liked him. I've always thought he was just weird and creepy, and I never liked him when I would see him do an interview. But then he shows up on the Today Show. I'm like, well, you've just lost me as a viewer because, and I always have liked the Today Show. That's always been one of my shows. But they bring him in, but that's how recent it is. So he uprooted his entire
world. Oh, yeah,
world.
Which I'm about to.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Go ahead.
So
forgive me for stepping on anything you'd ever say.
Shut up.
Commander.
Commander,
it's not
your time. So they announced that they're not going to have him on because I guess from what I understand about the Today Show is that it's pretty much run by women and staffed by women, that this is a very, very women-run production. Like the women to man ratio is very, very high.
Okay.
Good thing. So how are they going to have someone who not only laughed through the sexual assault comment, but then got off and did that gross thing with making her touch him or letting him touch her?
It was disgusting.
It just made it so upsetting. Sure. So they said he was not going to be on the air on Monday. So I tuned in at 9 a.m. on Monday to see how they would do it. And Al Roker just showed up, which I just thought was funny because that was all I knew of him was Al Roker.
He's off today. The conversation with him. Sure.
Is that about all Al says? Like, oh, he's off today. There was really not
but
a
the
big...
night. So Sunday night, while it was just he's on hold, we're going to leave him off the air tomorrow. John Oliver in This Week Tonight with John Oliver, which seriously, if you're not watching the show every week, you're doing something wrong with your life. Find John Oliver every single week and be a smarter person for it. John Oliver went after all the stories of the day, but mainly he put 30 minutes of guns on Billy Bush. Why did you listen to me?
I try. This 3.5 hours a week is a lot.
I know, but you gotta watch. But I say it every week. You're not doing your life right if you're not watching.
I'm not watching
tonight.
I don't have HBO yet.
Me either.
But you need to find his Billy Bush. So, and what they do is they do a whole segment, nail something to the cross, and then they do so John Oliver can take a minute break to stop screaming and go. And now this, and it was all the times Billy Bush has been a douche on camera with women, and it just went through and showed him being smarmy like 100 different ways.
Gross.
It was so gross. Then he does John Oliver does another piece, very smart, on topic, topical, something that's not in the news. He gets you to see elections, and like his first show was about the elections that were coming up in India, like the world's largest democracy is having an election. Why do we as Americans not know of this? Why are we so stupid that one of our main allies is having an election and we're not paying attention?
Because we are ethnocentric assholes.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a big
so
word.
So they go back to and now this, and a lot of times they'll do a throwback to the first and now this. Oh, and it went back to Billy Bush. Mm-hmm. And it was like, and now it's him being even worse. Right. I mean, they aimed all 21 guns at Billy Bush. It was relentless. And you can bet that Monday morning he did not have a job. So not only is he suspended, but they're now negotiating him out of his contract.
Nice.
And I will bet dollars to donuts that John Oliver's piece had a big part in that.
Sure.
Because that's, you know, Emmy winning. It's HBO's.
Negotiated him out of his contract. So they don't just fire him for being.
They can't. You can't. Yeah. Because they have a pay or play. So there's a certain. When they do these pay or play contracts, there's a certain amount of time you have to be guaranteed for.
So do all these people who say that teachers ruin the world because we're assholes and because you can't fire us and whatever else, do they realize that that's true of something?
I don't think a lot of people understand a pay or play. And if you can Google it, what a pay or play. And it means you're going to get paid one way or the other. So most of the time, they'll just keep somebody in until the first time somebody can take an exit
and then
ramp.
See it. Okay.
Yeah. Got so you're like, you're guaranteed. Like, everybody signs up for TV shows. They sign up for 5 years or 3 years when a TV show starts. But if the show gets canceled, you can get out of your contract. But you're like, you got to lock in for 13 or whatever. Okay. Like, there's something you have to lock in for. So he was locked in for some amount of time, and they paid him to move from L.A. to New York and all this stuff. But they are done, and they are like chomping at the bit to get their name away from that, because they went through enough shit with Matt Lauer and how he treated the woman that left, like that shit show.
Which one, Meredith Vieira? Or
no, he
or,
liked her.
Katie Couric?
No, that one that was in the middle.
They just moved her. Actually,
I just was going to say it, even I lost
they,
it.
They just moved her to one of those shows that NBC owns.
Samantha Guthrie.
Not Samantha Stevens, because that's Bewitched.
I know. Her name I know.
Savannah Guthrie.
Yeah.
She just moved to L.A., and they put her on some entertainment show, oddly. So I felt like it was a swap for Billy Bush to get... I felt like that's how they did it.
I see.
But it wasn't the same show. Did anybody see... And I wanted to play it, but I don't... I can't... I gotta figure out how to do video on this without... Nancy O'Dell's statement that she came on... Was it last night... No.
Yes, it was
Ann. Was it Curry?
Yeah. Ann Curry is the one that Samantha Stevens is the one that they brought in to replace her. But Ann Curry is the one that got shit out because of Matt Lauer not liking her.
Oh, I've always loved Ann Curry. I don't know what his problem
was. He did not like her, and he got her fired. And that came out in some WikiLeaks stuff.
I don't know.
It's been flying around me for a while.
The shower. Bing, 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 bing. What the fuck was I talking about?
Commander.
No, back up. Come on.
Today's show, Billy Bush, Matt Lauer, Ann Curry, Spicy Curry, Chicken Curry.
An ant!
Barry Sanders.
Is it a jackal? No, I was just talking about something.
Nancy O'Dell.
Nancy O'Dell. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Bootsy. Thank you. Bootsy, thank God you're here. I should have invited you here, too, just as a backup.
Oh, I thought it was going to be in lieu of me.
No. I could have Bootsy sit over here and just show me flashcards. It would have been helpful.
If he sat there, you could look at him and he could do it.
Oh, that's even better.
Then it would look like a hostage video. I'm okay.
Today's newspaper.
He'd have been Trump behind
the
screen.
They opened Entertainment Tonight with literally, she just comes on solo, a one shot on her, and she just says, before we go any further, XYZ, here's how I feel. Nobody needs to be treated this way. Boom, they just went on. But she did a very good statement.
But was what she said in like the Facebook post? That's what she said.
And that was the same thing?
Because I thought she said more.
Her statement released. That was just a Facebook thing she released, different than what was on the air for Entertainment Tonight.
Because that needed more balls.
That
needed a lot more balls. Because they said some horrible shit about her in that.
Yeah, big time.
We also don't know what they even said before that, though. Because I'm sure it got... Because they were obviously having a conversation.
But the few things they did say about her were horrible.
Sure.
They talked about... And that's the other thing, is if I was her, I'd go over to Billy... And Billy Bush playing... Well, the Orange Thing is 59 years old, married, and his wife was pregnant while he was saying this.
Yeah.
Like, the Baron, which is his child's name, Commander.
Name. Oh, that's right.
That kid's name is Baron. Yeah. Is he a Hilton? What the fuck is wrong with you people? Mm-hmm. So, Baron is in the oven at the time.
And they had just gotten married recently.
Yeah. Recently. It was a couple months before.
Yeah.
And Billy Bush married with two kids, and both daughters, talking like that shit and, like, laughing about rape. So... Long story short, Billy Bush, gone from your TV. I predicted he'd be doing the weather in a small market in Idaho, and then I realized I would have to apologize to the small market in Idaho for wishing the Bush on him. So anyways, and it's everyone saying, you don't like, just like HBO has given up on people subscribing to HBO, they just want to be part of the zeitgeist now. They know that people are stealing their shows and watching them later. Go on YouTube. When someone puts on, watch this from John Oliver... Stop what you're doing. Watch this from John Oliver. Go to YouTube, Google John Oliver. But what he's talking about is what we should be focusing on, because he opens up the world to all of us and explained Brexit months before it happened.
Sure.
And that, like, it was just up there. The largest nuclear power democracy just elected a crazy person as its leader, and we're not paying attention.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because we're,
yeah. Right.
I'm a crazy person.
Exactly. So there's that part done.
Check.
Where is our...
I love that Mark Martinez just posted on Facebook the link to the Donald Trump tells supporters to vote on November 28th.
Oh, and you said you can't play videos.
I can't.
Oh, okay.
I can play audio from them, but I can't. I've got to figure out how to do that easily on this so that I can just play videos.
So, on our Keeping Up with the Kardashians story, now it took us 4 years and 6 months for me to, I watched the show once because my niece was watching it
was Who the Hell's Ray J?
Yeah.
Right.
I remember
that's where we get her from.
Sure.
I hate to blame my niece, but I think she was, I was vacationing somewhere and someone had it on the TV and I suffered through part of an episode.
And you thought Ray J was hot?
No, I wanted everyone dead.
Every housewife of every city ever existing, but I've never seen a Kardashian.
It's not that I don't want you to breathe anymore. I just want you to be
dead. The most recent news I can find is from Wednesday, October 24th, and it's on the brink of cancellation.
Not this year.
Wait, that's not this year. October 24th?
Because it's only October 11th.
August 24th.
August. I thought you said October.
I think I did, yeah.
Okay.
More coffee!
On the brink of cancellation,
Bernie Sanders.
No one but Chris wants... Yeah.
Abraham.
Bernie Sanders!
No one really wants to come back except for Chris, who is the awful mother sells sex tapes of her daughter.
The conspirator of all of it.
Yep.
But Caitlyn's show... is definitely gone.
Good fucking riddance.
Yeah.
I think it was also...
Turns out, didn't like you much as a man, don't like you anymore as a woman.
No.
It was called, I am Kate, parenthetically, I used to be Bruce.
Okay.
Either way, you're an asshole.
Remember, I say this about dead people. I'm not going to say something nice about you because you died, because you were an asshole yesterday.
Right.
I still think you're an asshole.
So
it turns out Bruce Jenner didn't like him with a penis, didn't like him without.
Either way.
Well, I don't think he's had the below-the-belt surgery.
Don't even care.
Don't care.
Oh, I don't care at all. No,
but I'm with you, except for then they make things sound like he hasn't. I'm like,
there's a pumpkin spice chobani yogurt. I want to die.
Yes, there is.
I'd really like to jump off a bridge.
They have a raspberry dark chocolate one that is so good. It's like a little guy too.
But do they all smell like that oink stuff?
No, they don't.
Okay, because that oink stuff smells awful.
No, they don't.
All right, so we're gonna go to this simple story.
I think he means John Stamos.
While you're looking for that,
yeah, go ahead.
There was something that was in the chat room that led me to this about the
thank you, Amina.
Grab them by the pussy remarks. Did you guys hear about the Women for Trump in Virginia? That they had this whole Women for Trump, which is just, it gives me a fucking headache.
It was a support rally.
Yeah, a support rally. Yeah. Women for Trump, they all wanted to get together. Really oddly old and white, but digress.
Yes.
And then a guy comes out of nowhere holding a sign that says, grab him by the pussy. Or better to grab him by the pussy.
Than be one.
Yeah, than be one. Right. Better to grab him by the pussy than be
pro,
one.
Pro Trump.
Right. Walking around in the middle of these women
and it's a,
for and Trump.
Women for Trump.
Yes. Yep.
But you know what they're doing? They're demonstrating in front of the RNC for the RNC's lack of support for Trump.
No, absolutely.
But did you hear what they did at the end of the rally?
They fired the guy who put it together, right. Corey Stewart or
Wait,
something.
Wait, they fired the guy who put the whole rally right. together?
Yeah.
Because they didn't like the way it looked.
Sign. Not because of the sign.
But he was from Virginia. He was a Trump supporter from Virginia and put this together and brought him over across the river. Yep. To do this in front of the RNC, and the RNC is like, oh no.
No, no, no.
Fired him.
Right. Outside the RNC headquarters, they get rid of this guy, but not because you have this douchebag running around, like women for Trump, and he's running around with this sign. Yeah. And that had nothing to do with it. It was the fact that he brought them over there, the organizer brought him over there, and was fired shortly after it was over. And really, not a mention was made of that douchebag. Walking around with that sign.
How did you learn about this story?
Meadow.
Rachel, yeah, that's how I saw it last night.
Me too.
I was looking for everything, like on every other channel and everything. Nothing. But she brought it up and I thought, good on her.
Oh, I have it in my face.
Good on her. It's ridiculous, though.
I saw that, Jenny.
Okay.
Which was fun, yeah.
Oh, here it is. Okay, so let me get the link. I'm so sorry that it took me so long. Because
We got time. We can talk about other things.
Do you want me to read the Sarah Ramirez quote right now?
Oh, wait, why is Joy Behar
making...
Do
that, because this is going to take a second.
Sarah Ramirez, commando.
So, in addition to Miley Cyrus coming out as pansexual today on National Coming Out Day.
She's a big old pot smoker.
Yeah, something.
She didn't say pot
She's a wrecking ball, whatever she is. Sarah Ramirez, Grey's Anatomy star, also star of Broadway and Tony Award winner for Spam-a-Lot,
yep. Yes,
came out today, 3 days ago, but for National Coming Out Day, and was supporting all of our homeless youth, LGBTQ youth. And so here's a quote just for Amina. And it says, Sarah Ramirez, and my hair's too long for it, but just pretend that I'm, what's her name, Callie? Callie from Grey's Anatomy. So many of our youth experiencing homelessness are youth whose lives touch on many intersections, whether they be gender identity, gender expression, race, class, sexual orientation, religion, citizenship, status. Sarah Ramirez hadn't had wine when she spoke her speech. Because of the intersections that exist in my own life, woman, multiracial woman, woman of color, queer, bisexual, Mexican, Irish, American, immigrant, and raised by families heavily rooted in Catholicism on both my Mexican and Irish sides, I am deeply invested in projects that allow our youth's voices to be heard. So, anyway, Amina, there you are. Sarah Ramirez can rock a short haircut. Not that I'm focusing on just that because she's a woman, but she really can. And she's pretty amazing.
She is.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I like I said, I had the good fortune to see her in Spam-a-Lot.
Oh, I didn't realize great. That. That's amazing.
And rocked my world. And I mean,
she's incredible.
It was an incredible night of it was standing room only. I was in a standing room seat. It was me, my friend Rob, and then Eric Idle was next to Rob. And Dan Aykroyd was sitting right in front of me.
Oh my God.
I mean, and we were like talking and laughing and
love
like it. Eric Idle and Rob were kind of dancing together to some of the songs and laughing.
Love it.
Because Rob didn't know who he was. He had no idea he was talking to Eric Idle.
Sure.
And Eric Idle was kind of charmed by the fact that there wasn't a Monty Python groupie.
Right.
That it was actually an unknown person who was laughing at the show without knowing what it was.
Right.
And that song, her song, this is the song that goes like this.
Right.
Like, it ended, and me and Rob were both like, that's a star. Like, we just...
Wow. She's amazing.
And there's those moments when you're watching somebody that you're like, yeah, that's a star. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sure. The Drowsy Chaperone. Beth Level sings as we stumble along. And, like, even the lady that sat us, because we were looking through to make sure we weren't seeing any replacements in the Drowsy Chaperone. And we're like, oh, yay, Sutton Foster's not being replaced today. And the lady was, wait for Beth Level. Like, just wait. It's all good, but she's going to steal the show. And it ended up, we were like, that's a star. I don't know who the fuck that lady was, but she just stole the Drowsy Chaperone for everybody. So, to answer the... And I love her. And to answer the thing about Trump in the LGBT, he really isn't horrible about the gays. Like, we really can't get too far up on the cross. Yes. Again, and that's the caveat. But he chose Mike Pence, and he keeps hinting at his Supreme Court choices,
mm-hmm.
but outwardly in what he says and in his interviews, he really kind of treads lightly on that. Now, I'm just saying,
aside from the marriage equality, he's going
right,
to kibosh.
Because
no, but he didn't, because he's been to gay weddings before. This
no, but
is,
he has said that he's going
right,
to.
And that's what I said about the Supreme Court choices. But up until he got a question about the Supreme Court,
mm-hmm.
he had gone to gay weddings.
Ooh,
like,
mm-hmm.
he's not been a terrible person to. He's not like others. Like, he really sure. does kind of come across as. The better Republican
well, let me pause
conversation.
That.
Yeah.
He's fine with you guys, but us, we're women, so we aren't. Right.
Actually, we should be okay. We're too
you're boobie.
Big.
You're
but
boobie.
We got tits. So yeah. Tits up. We're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to be like a 5.
All right.
And oh, my God.
She'll be more of a 6 with bigger boobs.
Yeah.
You laugh when in that opening. When she's rambling on and she's like, people like blah, 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 Fiorano, she's a 4.
Yeah.
out of nowhere, I just got that. It's so fucking funny.
It really was. So that's the thing about him is until
Fiorina,
the Pence pick
four.
And until he started talking about the Supreme Court, like, gays really couldn't hammer him too hard on anything. But as soon as he picked Mike Pence, the game, the jig was up. You just picked the worst, I mean, outside of the North Carolina governor or Jan Brewer. It's well,
oh,
actually Jan Brewer.
Jan Brewer's not nearly as bad as
yeah.
Mike Pence.
Jan Brewer kind of landed on the right side of that too. So like,
she's fucking harmless. Yeah. She's a goddamn gnat in your ear, but she's harmless.
She is a fucking drunk moron.
Yeah, there's just it's
hey,
just stupid.
Be careful judging drunk morons.
Stupid is a
hello.
Stupid
I look
does.
In the mirror. What I'm saying is like she just. That's, but yeah, we have Bootsy is going to lose his shit because
yes, and everybody in the chat room. Yes, I did say up until the Mike Pence pick,
yeah.
it was. I mean, it was all we were one of the one subgroups that he hadn't been shitty. To. We really don't have any quotes from him disparaging us, and while misguided
he's never been
and
a supporter.
Wrong, but he in his personal life he kind of has been okay. Like he hasn't been horrible except for to Rosie O'Donnell. Like
well,
he
and may I just that that whole thing of can you have your political opinions and your private opinions?
Yes,
your public
I think a lot of people do.
How can you not? I mean, I think that only makes
yeah.
sense, and that anyone who would think otherwise, like Hillary will have to go for the nation, right? She has to go for America, but in her private life, she might be like, well, that's
and, oh, see, but I disagree. You know. I feel like if it's your opinion and your feeling, then it should be your emotion and your feeling regardless. Now, when you're making decisions, obviously,
right.
that's different.
And that's what
but
the difference is between your private
yes.
and what you're going to present to the public.
But I'm going to present to the public exactly what I feel because I am who I am.
That's
but then
you're
but I'm also
you're
not
gonna,
running for office.
But you're also not going to say when you're running for office, I think my dog is as important as your kid because guess what? You're going to lose the election.
But I will get all pit bull
yeah.
owners to vote for me.
No.
And yeah. that's what you say. So you're going to get your dog base, but the rest
right.
of the country is going to be like, that bitch just compared her dog to my kid.
Because the easy,
you know what I'm saying?
Easy way to answer,
a lot of their kids, my dog's better. I'm just
but the
say
easy
that.
Way to answer
yes.
that is just if you go with, not for the three of you, perhaps, but if you
because we all
with,
just sunk that ship.
No. But if you go with the idea of religion, so someone comes in, you know, and they're Catholic. They come into office as a Catholic. Well, how are they not going to have that private
right.
Opinion and thought?
And that was the argument with Kennedy.
Them. Right,
like he's
exactly.
not going to be ruled by the Pope, but he, in his
right.
personal life, didn't, but should have followed
perhaps.
Some of the Pope's teachings.
But at the same time, you have Muslims and you have Jews and you have, so you're taking care of all kinds of,
and you can't inflict all of your beliefs on everybody. Joe Lieberman doesn't work on the Sabbath.
But I wish I could inflict my belief on everybody. I wish that everybody agreed with me.
Well, we
all
do, but you have to compromise, or you would be Ted Cruz.
I wish they would.
You're now presenting the Ted Cruz argument to government. She didn't hear me, but that's Ted Cruz's argument for government, that you should all believe what I believe, and I'm
but
just
he's wrong. I'm right. That's the difference.
There's the difference.
See?
So now we get to my fabulous conspiracy theory, and I think I'm right.
I'm just not going to say a word right now, Commander.
Commander, I got some news for you, and I think I'm spot on with this one. Everyone get your
notebooks
out.
I have tinfoil in there if you need it.
No, it's not that kind of conspiracy theory.
Well, it's the good stuff, too.
It's more of a strategic conspiracy.
Strategery.
Voting on November 28th.
I believe the correct word. Yeah, if you're a Trump supporter, voting does take place on the 28th of November. He said so.
Special day.
I'm quoting Trump. I am
special
not,
day.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Oh, and also, all of your voting locations are at Toby Keith's Bar and Grill.
Yeah, that's right.
Just so you know.
Fuck you, Toby Keith. So here's my thing on the debates. The Orange Kardashian. He's an Orange Kardashian, Commander. The reason why he keeps saying that no one knows where the
hacking
is coming from, and why he's denying it's Russia, is because he and Hillary got it in their presidential briefings,
yes.
Their secret briefings.
They both know.
He wants her to say, you know this and you know why. He wants her to disclose a leak.
Oh, sure.
He wants her to disclose why he knows and why she knows he knows, because they got the same briefing, the same debrief, presidential debrief.
To look up
debrief.
And be like, what is wrong with you?
So if she tells him how he knows, she just leaked what says in the debrief.
Okay.
Even though everyone from, like, not everyone, but there's a lot of people, anonymous sources from the intelligence community are saying, we don't know why he's saying this. We told him. He wants her to be the tattletale. He wants her to be the one that spills the nation's secrets. And he's baiting her with that. Isn't that genius? Like, whoever thought of that, to keep saying, we don't know where it comes from, we don't know where it comes from, when everybody knows and everyone is saying it's Russia, but they have confirmation. They've both been briefed by, and the intelligence people from all levels are now coming out
anonymously.
Well,
they've been all over the news saying that it's.
But if she says it, then she's going to disclose what was told to her in a confidential meeting. That's what he's trying to trip her up and have her do, like an emails thing where she can't keep a confidence. So he's acting dumb to piss her off, and he thinks he's going to.
Where
like
did you come up with this?
Because why else would he keep saying that? Why else would he keep saying something? And the fact that these people from the intelligence community...
I'm not saying it's not plausible. I just was curious to know where you got it.
No, I mean, it just kept striking me. Like, what is he getting... Why does he want her to respond to that? When he keeps saying, I don't know where she gets Russia from.
Will he be standing up there like this soon?
But I think it's...
Hitting his
cat. In this entire debate thing...
That's the pussy he was talking about.
In this whole debate thing, his only thing he's going on is emails and her not being trustworthy. And I think that's the button he thinks he's going to push... That she's going to disclose something that can only come from a confidential debrief, even though the intelligence agencies are leaking it.
Find out. I can call my aunt Janet. We can find out.
But doesn't that make sense as to why he's hitting this area that even his own people are like, huh? Like, everyone knows it's Russia. They've confirmed it. So now the WikiLeaks that we're reading, the first batch last week.
I can go with Bootsy on that. How do we know they got the exact same?
Because they have to. Legally,
yeah,
they have to.
I think they get the same information.
And if say his was on a Tuesday and
I feel
hers,
like they're showing him cartoons and he's like, oh.
No, that's what is said and what is heard are two different things. He's
fucking
getting intelligence
moron.
Briefings. He's watching cartoons. Right. Because he doesn't it's hieroglyphics.
Know. He's like, now, who's that Yosemite Sam?
But
who's that?
So, oh, no, damn it.
Sorry.
No.
But that's right, because it has been said many times. If he's told something, and then by the time they get to Hillary, if she's told something different, they have to go back and tell him.
And that's what I was saying. So on Tuesday, if something comes up between Tuesday and Wednesday, the Tuesday person has to be brought back to be given that information. But they don't get the whole mountain. They know
just
only
enough.
What they need to know.
Right.
To keep them current so that they're ready for, and famously, Bush was warned... For all of his the end of his candidacy, like up until, I think, up until the last week of the election, right through Inauguration Day, he was getting hit hard from Madeleine Albright and Clinton about bin Laden, and he didn't listen. But if you go back and look, he was being told over and over and over again, but bin Laden, like, there's a lot going on, but focus on bin Laden. Like, you guys held me up with an impeachment over a blowjob when I was trying to get bin Laden, and now I'm here doing this, but bin Laden. And he ignored it, too.
We I'm took looking, one, Bootsy.
Yeah,
go ahead,
so,
I'm sorry.
So, I mean, that was just, that was my big revelation, is I was, because I was folding my clothes yesterday, and I was like, the fuck?
Do you want to come to my house and do that? I have a couple lap baskets.
No, because it takes me like 3 days to do it. These were not fresh clothes out of the dryer. Oh.
Marn doesn't like to do it because they're all inside out when they come out of the dryer.
I turn them right side out.
Oh, I turn them right side out too. Everyone does that. Not just you two crazies.
I don't.
She really doesn't.
All right, Commander, we have a problem.
Hang them up inside out.
We found somebody who's less type A than I am, and I didn't think I'm like type
A. You know, the
H.
funny thing is that I'm type A about a whole lot of things, but not that. I have my paper clips and my thumbtacks sorted by color in an ice cube tray in my desk drawer. Continue.
Commander, therapists are standing by, aren't they? So the weirdest endorsement today of all, and it wasn't a hardcore endorsement, but it was pretty weird.
I don't think I know what this is.
Glenn Beck.
Uh huh.
No. Oh, yes.
Is only for now. You're welcome.
He's been around for now. It's been a really long time.
I know.
I'm gonna cry like Glenn Beck.
I know.
Why is he always crying, Commander? So Glenn Beck came out today and said that the moral choice is to vote against Clinton. Third party votes, not good. I'm not telling you to vote for to vote against
Trump,
the orange Kardashian.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Sorry. I did not read the same thing.
Glenn
he was
Beck,
so excited about it.
I know.
Glenn Beck said morally, you have to vote against.
The orange thing.
Orange thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he said he's not specifically endorsing Clinton, but they can control her. If they win the House and the Senate, we can stop. We can block her Supreme Court justices. We can stop her legislation.
You mean like poor Merrick, who's still just hanging out?
So they're going to do that for four fucking years or 8 years?
No, but they'll guide her.
Hey, like, it's going to be just like the last
four years. They'll whittle it down till you get down to someone that they can agree, they get someone moderate.
Like Merrick, who's been hanging in the wind.
Right, like the guy months. That they have.
Right. Poor guy.
So that came out today. And now on Mac and Cheese, that fucking awful show. Because
wasn't that the show Joey Tribbiani was on Friends? With the robot.
Yes, Mac and Cheese.
Yeah.
They were, right. That was.
Ask me what I did yesterday. I don't have any fucking idea. Ask me my own name.
That
I don't know. But that
funny
one.
As hell to
but
me.
Let me tell you, when I was thinking wow. through that whole conspiracy theory,
Mac and Gatos.
I went to Friends because I was like, Joey, does
See?
Trump know that Clinton knows that Trump knows?
Yeah, exactly.
I just had the whole conversation with Joey Tribbiani in my head.
I love it.
While I was folding my clothes.
Must have missed that episode.
Right side out. Not
yeah, it's where they
out.
Find out that everybody knows about Monica and Chandler. Joey, do they know that we know that they know? Now the messers are the messies.
And that's when Phoebe like has her bra off.
Yeah.
And just...
But the apothecary table.
Hello, Chandler.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
God bless reruns.
The apothecary table. That's real.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
So Mac and Cheese, we're on the fucking radio, and they're talking about how the Drumster's over, and that's done, and you can't do it. But then they went to the Supreme Court, and they were like, well, there's so much to do with the Supreme Court, and, you know, they're such fucktards that they are so worried about, you know, women's reproductive rights not having any, that they're worried about it. And then the one guy says, I don't know which one of the two... beautiful people, Commander, said it, but he goes, wouldn't it be better to just get this Merrick guy through since we kind of know where he stands and wait for the other one? And the other guy goes, yeah, I think we've messed up that one.
Yeah, a little bit. Poor guy.
Since we already did that.
Yeah.
I know. And Amina just said Glenn Beck came out today, and that's exactly what
National
I said.
National Coming Out Day. Congratulations, Glenn.
All right, so now we'll go to... So it's fall. So what's in the... Well, every 4 years. It doesn't come out every year like pumpkin spice, but every 4 years...
Is it fall? Other places, it's fall.
Yeah.
We're getting there.
It's like 60 degrees outside. How much cooler do you want it to be?
It is not.
It's going to be 60 tonight.
No. At like 2 in the morning. It'll be 69.
You'll still be here listening to this story.
Wow.
Yeah, I got to drive home.
Can't argue with that.
It's 74 degrees right now.
Yeah. That's fall. That's 40 degrees lower than summer.
Heading for an overnight low of 68.
Yep.
That's 45 degrees lower than summer.
Still.
If it was 80
Jenny,
here.
I try to be.
I know.
We're going to move it out. It's going to be cooler next week.
If it was 80 here in the summer, 35 degrees would be fall. Shut the fuck up. That's what 45 degrees is. I'm giving you relativity.
Tell your story.
I will.
Okay.
Because I got to think of it again.
Bootsy, I'm with you.
Can't remember.
Barney, Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, they're all
Commander. There. Weather.
So, oh, rapist.
Nancy O'Dell.
So every 4 hours, every 4 years, unlike pumpkin spice,
yes.
Republicans tell us how women should feel about rape. And this time, it's Alabama Senator Sessions. I don't remember his first name, but let's call him Mark.
Jeff.
Jam.
Jeff Sessions?
Jeff Sessions. Is that
fucking Alabama tard?
Alabama tard has told
another
women.
No, suffix.
I will say that one for this.
Because she read
fucking,
that story.
Come on.
He has told you, ladies, as our friend Aiken from, Atkins. Aiken,
I was going to say Aiken, Clay Aiken.
Whatever
different.
That Missouri asshole's name was that co-wrote the bill with almost vice rapist in chief, Paul Ryan.
Oh, right.
He wrote the legitimate rape.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, Mr. Sessions from Alabama is telling women that if someone grabs you by the pussy without your consent, mm-hmm. you're not being sexually
it's
assaulted.
It's not sexual assault.
God. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, no. No.
This is what happens when I stop paying attention to news for weeks on end because I can't handle it.
What is it then? What is it?
It's a good grab.
It's bowling.
It's a handsy.
I consider it like assault, harassment if somebody's within my space bubble. I can't even imagine. Like
I feel too close to you now.
Yeah, really?
That's
I know.
Legit.
We could touch if we wanted to.
I was
going
to talk
not
to you about
legitimate.
That.
Yes. Not legitimate.
Seriously, somebody fucking said that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
An old white guy.
Old white guy.
Shocking.
And this tard has been all, this fuck tard has been all over the TV. Because he's one of
Trump tard.
Yeah, Trump tard. Trump tard.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you, Commander.
Can we pick another suffix?
No, can't do it. Because private and political.
Trumpian.
Yeah. No. No, it doesn't.
That's
it
a Trump moron.
The Trumpeters.
It doesn't hit as hard.
The Trumpeters.
Trumpeters.
That's right.
So this is the one of the few left that didn't like jump off the boat and swim for shore and be like, please, Jesus, get me away from this guy. Get me away from the Cheeto. just wanted to reassure women. If that happens to you, that's not assault.
Mm. Yep, just don't. No,
well,
no.
Thank you for telling me.
There's no need to file a report. There's no need to tell anybody about it because it
so
was
with the
just
slightly
a little,
cooler
hey,
weather.
McGroperson.
Sure.
The planting of winter grass. What comes next? A Republican man like Paul Ryan is going to tell you how to feel about being raped.
Right.
It's as sure as the sun will rise.
I worked at a grocery store when I was 15 and a half, and you could legally get a job. I worked at bagging groceries at Smitty's, if you recall.
No, I do recall the Smitty's. Mm-hmm.
And a guy who worked there grabbed my ass in the freezer, and I walked off the job, and I never went back because that was harassment, and that was my big old backside.
Do you realize that you could have owned portions of Smitty's? Yeah.
Do you realize I didn't report it? I walked off the job and I never said a
and
fucking
many people
word.
Don't
I was 15 years old. I didn't know.
Right. That's just it.
And one
well,
of the reasons,
well, now, it wouldn't do me and, good now because Smitty's is closed.
No, but and now you're talking about this douchebag who comes out to let young women at 15 know that it's not sexual assault
anyway.
And
he's what, like, he's got to be in his 80s, 70s, 80s.
Oh, you got to Google him. And he's so gross. I mean,
he's disgusting.
He is.
I saw the headline.
He's like Billy Bush's dad. And my apologies to Billy Bush's dad because.
Well, he raised Billy Bush.
You don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. But
actually, not that old of a guy.
He looked older because he was all.
He's got white hair.
White haired. And the picture
that
I saw was.
He's only 69 years old.
Oh, then he's not old at all. My mom's listening. Not old at all.
Nope, not even.
Oh, so
a
that makes
bit.
No. That makes him the same age as is Hillary and the orange Cheeto. They're
right in between.
169, 170. Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
All right.
But I mean, he really does look.
I thought he was in the picture that I saw may have been a
no. It's
picture.
It is the white. So actually, for
I
that age, he looks
80s.
Very well preserved. So obviously the Cheetos are working.
Sessions. What a fun
it is story. Jeff Sessions. Okay. So and
have
now
you ever
for...
seen kids' hands after they've eaten hot Cheetos? The color that they turn.
Yes.
It's alarming, and it really does look like his face.
Well,
you know, there's that joke where the guy goes to the doctor and he says, "Doctor, you got to take a look at my dick. It's orange. I don't know what's wrong." And the doctor's like, "What you been doing?" He's like, "Nothing. Just sitting at home eating Cheetos."
So I could totally tell that to some of my students. I might get fired, but that's funny.
So maybe.
Well, I mean, they paint up this one to be that color. To
that's
so
right.
Can do the
right.
It's, so,
now, is that politically incorrect, orange face?
No, yeah. It's when it goes the other way.
I was just making sure. I don't know.
Okay, so we got through all that. So my only thing that was entertainment, and we missed it last week, the only thing that has anything to do with entertainment except for the fact that the regular colored Kardashians are going off the air, Oh, no, we didn't get to that Supreme Court case yet. So, Fear the Walking Dead, my big theory about what they were going to do with the young kid, and that they were going to show you the rise of evil in The Walking Dead. You were going to see, like, the big villain, all the villains that are...
He's looking at me like I'm Kat. I've never seen The Walking Dead, but neither I'll continue to nod your head.
I'm looking
head
at you like you're Katie. We're going back a couple people.
Katie.
But anyways, I thought the thing that was going to make Fear the Walking Dead interesting was that they were going to show you one character that you sympathize with and watch him turn into a big villain that we've met up, and you're wondering, well, I wonder how that person got so nasty. That I thought this was what this show was going to be about, was you were going to see this kid rise to power and kind of be an ass and be like a really nasty villain, like an origin story. And I thought that would be interesting. They killed him off, so fuck that.
Fuck that shit.
So that show's not that great. So
for some reason, Bootsy just sent me a text saying that
Jenny,
he got banned from the chat room because he tried to post a link twice and it didn't let him, so it kicked him out. I've never heard of that
before.
Try
again, Bootsy.
But he's going to go to bed, so good night, Bootsy. Thank you.
Good night, Bootsy.
I'll check settings because, to my knowledge, we've always posted links.
Have a great trip walking up a hill and down a hill, and be safe and come back.
There's all that. Okay.
So the U.S.
camping. See you next Tuesday.
No, he's not going to be here next Tuesday. That's what I'm saying.
But he also said he was never going to walk again. That was
good call.
I understand you'll never walk alone.
True. Yeah.
I've heard
true
that.
I've heard that.
Yeah. Though I don't.
Yeah. Manipulative song at the end of a really shitty musical.
Yeah.
So you end up crying at something you didn't enjoy. All right. So now this.
Rape also would be that.
Yeah. So this
is legitimate. If it's legitimate.
Only,
oh my God, that's hilarious.
Only if
so
it's legitimate.
Bad.
And to be clear, and we have to make this very, 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 very clear, and we all have to state this emphatically as one. The word pussy is not what we're upset about.
You can say pussy all you fucking
please
want to.
We say cunt every week.
You laughed and called yourself entitled to grope a woman and sexually assault her because you were a star.
Yep.
And you just start kissing them. You can't control yourself. Yes, you fucking can. And men don't talk like that. They do not talk like that. I have never... My dad... I've known a lot of heterosexual men. They don't... They
God,
might
can
say
you imagine
nice...
My dad?
Oh my God.
My dad... We can't even swear in front of my dad. So.
But you might say nice tits. You might say, "Ooh, she's got a nice ass," or "If she'd let me, I would like to enjoy that." You know what I mean? Some variation.
Would you look at
levels,
the wreck on that one?
Different levels of vulgarity.
I say that her all the time.
Different levels of vulgarity. You would hope that it wouldn't be mic'd and it would be about the person you're talking to's coworker.
But when you know that it is mic'd because you're on a show
and you have a microphone
no
on,
you are not mic'd. You signed
and
something.
And it's not the word
know
pussy. It's not locker room talk. It's bragging about assaulting women.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's the problem.
I've done it before. I've
Clinton
done it all the
says,
time.
Clinton says worse than the golf course. Yeah, but he wasn't stupid enough to have a microphone on.
Right.
Yeah.
End of story.
We have you saying it.
Right.
I was just going to play this right quick. Oh, wait. Oh, that's wrong. Oh, I hit the wrong thing. Stand by. Wait. I screwed up something. I hate when I do that to myself. Boom, boom, boom. This.
1 minute late.
You're lucky to have me at all, Captain Peacock. I had to throw me pussy out before I came.
That whole "are you being served?" BBC humor. Miss Slocum always refers to her cat. It's always her pussy. Always. My pussy was up a tree and all the firemen had to come and save it. Or one night it was winter. She's like, "It's so cold. I had to sit with my pussy in front of the radiator, thawed out." And it's just so funny how they get away with it every fucking time.
Well, the reason that it only plays here, and I'm not sure if a lot of people know that, but the word in British that we call pussy is fanny.
No,
that's the word. That's their
cooter is fanny, but our fanny is our butt.
Right, but their fanny means pussy.
Cooter, yeah.
It's no, it literally is what they use, and that word doesn't have a double entendre over there. The word fanny does.
So fanny means crotchal area. Pussy means cat.
But in a pussy way. So it plays
raunchy
as
way?
A more of a raunchy joke
over
here than
this
it does over there. But if you say fanny to someone that's from Britain, they're going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But like, it's similar to like over there.
Interesting.
Like a cigarette. It's a fag.
Sure, a fag. Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Very different. Sure.
Yeah, you're going to strike a fag. So anyways,
light of fag.
Now,
my pussy.
I honestly think this story might not be true because I can't believe
it. They also call sweaters jumpers. I don't know. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's really strange.
I don't fucking get that.
So because this has gotten no play at all this weekend. This has been such a crazy political weekend that this story may or may not have happened. And I honestly don't believe it because I can't believe no one's reported it. But the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against the NRA the other day, 2 days ago. So you got to look this up and tell me if this is true, because I'm not 100% sure, because how this got no play anywhere, I don't know. The Supreme Court of the United States has finally ruled on an issue mentioned in the October 2015 syllabus and first argued in February of this year. The decision ruled that people convicted of any domestic abuse crime can no longer legally own firearms. The efforts were taken in order to close a dangerous loophole that allowed people convicted of minor domestic abuse to purchase and own weapons legally. Now the ban on felons owning firearms has been extended to include people convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence. So,
I
and
believe
I can't believe
that
like,
that's real.
But I can't believe that even Doug, who works in that field, that it even escaped him as something that he's been pushing for.
Oh.
Like, how did something this big not get in our radar?
They affirmed that even reckless domestic abuse abusers, that was June 27th.
Yeah, I just saw that too. It's a June.
That was, because that was a little, a while ago.
Yeah, I can't find any recent news.
Yeah,
but I did hear something about
this. I found this was on October 9th, 2006 that this was reported on. So the
2016. Okay.
Yeah.
You're getting dates for scaring us.
Yeah.
The massage took all my brain power.
Now, there is a story on the 9th that says the NRA not putting up much of a fight against gun control measures in California. I just saw that. The LA Times has that story.
Yeah, this is
Voicine versus the United States.
Okay.
Yep.
This is a huge step forward for women's rights, obviously, as more than one-third of women who fall victim to homicide fall victim at the hands of their significant other. According to studies, spouses are the murderers of women 38.6% of the time, whereas for murdered men, it is only 6.3% of their partners who are responsible for their
death. I know one of those 6.3%.
The court rejected arguments that the gun ban only applies to intentional acts of abuse. Then, a significant majority of jurisdictions, 34 states plus the District of Columbia, define such misdemeanor offenses to include the reckless infliction of bodily harm as well. So,
I thought that was a very interesting thing that has not made it across all summer. That's a pretty big fucking deal.
The word pussy makes news more than
absolutely. Donald probably did something fucking ridiculous.
But you would think a loss to the NRA unless the NRA just wanted to keep it quiet because that's the highest court in the land and they lost. Like,
right.
They were like,
and they can pay to keep it quiet.
Or they're publishing it now to blame it on Hillary Clinton. Like, maybe there's... And I don't... This source that I'm getting it from is the...
Media.
Oh, it's called the Bipartisan Report. I'm not familiar with them. Usually if they say they're bipartisan, that means they're completely not. Like fair and balanced, or marriage. What's it called? The National Organization of Marriage, family values, family. Anything that sounds sweet and homey is usually a hate group. So I don't know about these people.
Yep, absolutely.
But this headline says U.S. Supreme Court defiantly cuts legs off NRA, issues historic ruling. Makes me think this is a right leaning paper.
I don't know.
I don't know if it's just how I'm reading that, but I don't know anything. So if anybody knows anything about Bipartisan Report and if it truly is bipartisan, let me know.
Did you know that we are to blame? I'm sure you're shocked. You're going to be shocked. This is breaking news, CNN style, Commander.
I am pre-shocked.
Pre-shocked. We are, you are, Al.
Yeah, okay.
An evil sodomite.
Thank God.
You're an evil sodomite.
Phew, I was worried about the voting.
Evil! Now being blamed for Hurricane Matthew. Like we always are.
Oh, good, good.
Yes. I just wanted everyone to know, be very at peace about the fact that we are to blame. You just can't win in the eyes of the right-wing conservatives if you're an evil sodomite. The latest disaster the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community is being blamed for is Hurricane Matthew, which has already hit Haiti and the Dominican Republic.
Like this.
It pounded Florida and the Carolinas.
Pick a name.
Exactly.
Because we control everything.
We do. We do.
I just wanted to put it out there so that everybody...
No sun up in the sky. Must be a gay guy.
Everybody could feel good about the fact.
I like it. Keep going.
Thank you, Commander.
Commander.
Sorry, honey. Go ahead.
No. It's okay. It is based on the fact that Florida is an area that is infected with sin.
It is. They all fuck their cars there.
I know how they got the infection in through the tailpite.
Ding, ding, Commander.
Why is it that Nevada doesn't have all these things? Because that's Sin City.
You know what they have? They have nuclear fallout. No, it's like nuclear fallout awareness day or something. That they really want you to no, seriously. There's some kind of thing today that they want people to be aware of the nuclear fallout from the nuclear test. Honest to God, it was a thing today.
I had heard that. That
the Nevada people wanted to know about what it felt like to be downwind of nuclear testing. You're supposed to be aware today that we can't
the nuclear
do...
winter is coming.
Because Utah, a state so beautiful, they dropped two atomic bombs there. Because, you know, there were just two atomic bombs dropped in the world. There was four. You know where the other two were? We bombed ourselves.
Testing.
Right, but testing...
I understand.
They didn't test it. They dropped the motherfucker. And it went downwind to Las Vegas. So, like, cancer clusters, like, horrible things happened to the people of Las Vegas because we didn't test a bomb. We dropped a fucking bomb and then found out what fallout was.
Oh, my God. I had a bad brawn. I found out what fallout was.
Yeah, so today is like, awareness. It really is awareness for them.
That is nuts.
I think it is a global thing that queers will always find other queers. I say, sashay, hey. That's what Anina was wondering.
Jenny, I got to tell you my Mapplethorpe story. Maybe I will later in the show.
Well, might as well do it.
You need to realize that Florida is a veritable den.
Well, it looks
sodomy.
Like a penis. Of course I'm going to aim for that.
Duh.
It seems like simple math.
I'm just
gay
saying.
Guy looks for the penis.
I mean,
aims the power there. Commander?
I like it.
I didn't think it was too long of a stretch, did you?
You're going down with the ship. Yeah, you are. Yeah.
Going down on the ship.
Come
with the ship.
I am abandoning ship.
I love sailors and seamen. I mean, just all of them.
Well, it all goes together. You know, basically what this fucking moron did was asked a broader question. Not just the ladies.
Last a broader question.
He asked a broader question.
Is there any homosexual activities going on this month in either the Orlando or Savannah areas? Sure enough, he found that both Orlando and Savannah
fucking day.
Are having massive.
Well, her drag name is Savannah. Of course she's gay.
Sodomite pride parades this month. Especially in Orlando.
I didn't get invited to a sodomite pride parade.
Which is sponsored. Orlando is sponsoring this every weekend as the hurricane is about to hit a massive coming out parade sponsored no less than with the major support of the city itself and major corporate backwards. Jinkies! He figured it out.
I just realized, are you reading from the Daily Stormer?
I figured it out.
No.
Oh, no?
No, I'm not. But it's just that we have been blamed for... everything.
You know what? I was starting to feel neglected because I feel like
the
evangelicals have kind of let down their moral ground because
like, nobody's talking about putting us on an island anymore.
The thrice married pussy grabber is their standard
thrice
bearer.
Married pussy grabber. Orange. How do we fit
you
orange
can't remember
in there?
Elizabeth Warren's name, but you wrapped around
the
with
now
that.
Now I can finally tell you.
L'Orange de pussy grabber.
I like the thrice married. Yeah,
I can finally tell you.
Just tertiary.
I had to
marriage.
Forget everything. Else today to remember that line because I thought of it in the shower about 6 hours ago.
That's nice. I'm very
so the
very
reason
nice.
That everything else had to be jettisoned was so I could find a way.
And you save that shit till fucking 9:59.
Between now and the conspiracy theory,
I had to find a way to fit in organically the thrice married pussy grabber.
Thrice married pussy grabber. The thrice married pussy grabber.
It's like picking up a six.
If you say it twice, it's almost like praying. So. So I did feel like, and I honestly thought this today, I'm like, you know, we haven't been blamed for shit in a long time.
I know.
It's
been a long time.
They're so busy praying for the thrice married pussy grabbers, they can't get to us.
Yeah. True story.
That's Here we are.
They have not prayed for my soul in like 4 or 5 days.
I feel it.
So speaking of people praying for the thrice married pussy grabber.
It doesn't have tarred anywhere in it. You can get fully behind it.
This was on.
But don't, because he'll grab something.
This was on headlines came today. I'm specifically on the Washington Post page today. Standing by, thrice married pussy grabber. Pat Robertson calls the video simply macho talk.
It's okay. Macho talk, right.
It's okay. It's just macho talk.
Macho
the male must prove his dominance.
Yes.
Really?
So general. I want to. I mean, don't want to,
I don't have any
but I want to metaphorically. No, I want to do it literally because I hate the motherfucker. No, I just want to go up and purple nipple or whatever that's nurple. What's that word? Purple
nurple.
Nurple.
Titty twister.
Titty twister.
Yeah.
But I want to do it to his 4-foot long sack because he's 150 years old and be like, Does it feel good now? Can you feel my pussy now? You know what I mean? That's what I'm going to do. I hate him.
So the quote from him, I'm not going to play.
Beating him with the other hand with the Bible.
I'm not going to play his audio, but he says, according to the story, he said that pundits are writing Trump off, but Robertson declared the Republican presidential nominee the winner of Sunday night's debate. He joins leaders like Liberty University President Jerry Falwell Jr. and Focus on the Family founder and Family Talk host James Dobson in standing up by Trump's comments. Give me a fucking break.
Yeah. Well, he didn't mean anything by it. He was just having locker room time.
Now, I have a feeling that your Pat Robertson and Jeff Sessions get together often and play footsie underneath the...
Well, they finger each other and decide which one's rape. Is it three fingers?
Does that feel like it to you?
Yeah.
Does this feel like it to you?
Now, I'm up to the elbow. Do you feel raped yet?
Are you bothered?
Tell me when you're violated.
You'll feel a slight pressure.
When do you feel violated?
I put a little sandpaper right here. How's that feel? Rape yet? It's just macho talk. Oh, I don't know why you're also offended.
So, macho talk. The other night, not related to this specific topic, however, channel surfing the other night.
All fucking day I had to wait for that to come in organically. All fucking day.
Thrice married.
And you can't say it to her pants over there.
You can't give it to the guy that's giving you massage. That sounds wrong. You can't say it to him either.
I got some sandpaper right there.
Channel surfing the other day, and I accidentally channel surfed past the religious channel. And because...
Surfed right by.
Because Jan, what's her name, died a few months ago, they don't have any live shots of her in her purple hair. So they're doing flashback stuff to yesteryear and rebroadcasting old shit. I totally had a flashback of being uncomfortable because I used to live...
Because she used to touch you down there.
No. Not rape.
I've stayed for 2 years. We lived in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Right.
Tulsa, Oklahoma, the home of Oral Roberts University. So that crazy motherfucker, back when he, remember the story?
I thought that was weird.
He climbed the prayer tower, wanted $1 million, said Jesus said he had to get him in, or he's going to take him home. We're like, go home!
Go home!
So his
run for it.
I'll give you $5 to leave.
Run.
Can I PayPal that to you? Oh, we didn't have it back then.
You're not going to get the million. You got a good shot at the $5. Which one are you going to take? Right.
So his son then, once senior bowed out, Oral Roberts Jr. came in and he started doing that stuff. It was like a video of him from 87 asking the same goddamn thing he asked now. You know, God. We need your money, blah, blah, blah. But I just remember I saw him and I just got that sick feeling of, I thought you were dead.
Yeah.
But I realize I'm watching a 25-year-old video, but I'm like, I hope you're dead.
Yeah.
You're just another one of those vile people. And they were always the laughing stock of Tulsa when I lived there. Like the morning radio shows and everybody just lambasted them.
How many people gave them money? I mean, just fucking ridiculous.
Well, he finally came down out of the tower. I mean, the father did, but he didn't get the million.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Shit your pants 3 or 4 times up in a tower. You're like, I'm coming down.
Here I come.
That $5 sounds good. You got toilet paper?
Send up the bucket on the bell.
About $3 on toilet paper.
How bad do you want that million?
So, coming out day. So I'm just going to tell you when I came out as stupid. So, many of you may remember from the 90s, the Mapplethorpe controversy and the National Endowment for the Arts, and when the Republicans, that was what was eating up the nation's economy, that we were all poor and we were going into bankruptcy because the National Endowment for the Arts was going through all this money. And one of the things that the National Endowment had endowed was Mapplethorpe. Now, I knew Mapplethorpe. I was a bad gay at the time. I only knew him because of his flowers, and that's what many of his coffee table books were about. If you were like Martha Stewart or me, clean white woman living in the suburbs.
Sure.
I had no idea. So when everyone was offended, and Harris, I wish Harrison was online to back me up, because the look on her face when I was like, what am I... We always have those little things about, you know, the six bullets in the gun, who are you going to shoot? All those, like, sparkling conversations over coffee and bagels in San Diego on holiday weekends.
No.
Hey, we've talked about that Harrison and I always play the game.
Oh, you and Harrison.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't think that was a thing that I played. No,
Harrison and I. Yeah, so yeah, I wish Harrison was with us now, because...
Sure.
She's just not in the chat room.
She left the chat room. But we were having a conversation one day about, like, the uproar about the National Endowment, and I'm like, I don't get it. Like, his pictures are gorgeous. Like, do you have one up there that you can send to him?
I just
well,
found
I can
one.
Google Mapplethorpe.
Google something. And so that's
do you want
all...
one that looks exactly like a vagina or a different one?
Oh no, they didn't look like vagina. Like, there was nothing.
Flowers.
Dirty in them. Yeah, they were literally like flowers.
Fucking vagina. To
that might have looked like a maybe flower.
And who's seen a vagina more recently, you or me? Mm-hmm.
In person?
Oh my god, I love making her blush. That's the only reason I say that kind of shit is to make her blush.
But I will say
blush.
That it's kind of a horse race because you know I see them almost every day at work, right?
Good call. Good call.
You know, I just have to pull out my calendar of when I worked and I can name the vagina.
Maybe you shouldn't say pull out. Maybe you shouldn't.
That's funny.
Yeah, the person who just said thrice married pussy grabber should maybe not pull out. Oh, did you love it when his response was, I never withdraw? Come on!
This is too good!
Don't load the gun!
And a swing
that's
and a
not,
miss.
That's not.
Not a miss. That was a home run.
It's a little. It's a round little, the base. As John Oliver always says, it's a little on the nose.
Here, Al. Al, there's one.
No, they're color photographs.
Well, that's a black and white one.
There's like one that pops up that's in color.
I'm trying to be helpful, and you all are sucking.
No,
oh,
I mean,
wait. I got color. Oh, my God, I got color. It's one of my mama's favorite. Stand by. Save picture. Do this.
Oh, yeah, they're like orchids and lilies. Like, look at that. There's nothing vagina-y about that. They're gorgeous flowers.
There's vagina in that one.
There's gold in them there hills.
Which one? Well, I mean, that's because you have a dirty mind, but that's a lily.
I teach teenagers.
Okay, but it's a
lily. Of course
lily.
You have a dirty mind. Ow.
So anyways.
Or that.
That's gorgeous. It's Let me see. That's it. What the flower looks like. It's not sexual.
Or that.
Right. Now, this is the part that I didn't know about. I knew about that.
You're ashamed. Yeah. It's understandable.
And I realize I'm pointing at things when no one has a camera on them because we just got pictures of flowers. But, so I just assumed he was this gorgeous. Yes, yes.
What the fuck did you just Google?
Mapplethorpe.
Mapplethorpe.
Because I didn't know about this other side of his career. I only knew the clean white woman side with these beautiful pictures of like lilies and sunflower. And I think he does some sunflower pictures that are kind of like reminiscent of Van Gogh. But they're gorgeous, colorful close-ups of beautiful flowers.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Turns out this is what everybody was offended by. And then I finally saw the pictures and I'm like, sweet Jesus.
I'm
the National Endowment for the Arts.
Everything in this picture.
Yeah.
Like he's holding a gun.
Gun with a heart on.
A huge heart on.
Literally.
I wouldn't say huge.
Well,
it's as big as the gun.
You would know better than I.
It's a tiny, it's like a Derringer. It's a little
gun. I don't want to look at that anymore, please.
The fact that his pinky finger is up his dick right now in this picture. Is,
yeah.
I mean.
No.
Oh, my.
Okay,
oh
so
my.
We will not be showing any of the affiliates.
No. So I just wanted to tell
Google
you.
Google Mapplethorpe.
That was the
You're
best.
Not going to see flowers.
That was what was so shocking. So you can imagine the look on Harrison's face when all she saw was that, and all I saw was the flowers. And I'm like, why are the Republicans so offended? And she was like, I'm offended. And I'm like, what flower offends you like this? And then we went to the bookstore, and she showed me a picture.
That
I'm like, sweet Jesus, thrice married pussy grabber. What is that?
And the second thing he said was, is that book on sale?
Yeah.
Could I have a copy?
No, now I do have to say, his books I do not find erotic. I just think they're kind of like...
Skeevy?
They're too overtly sexual for me.
Skeevy.
But no, that's not... That's like, not because of the way the next sentence is going to go, I'm going to have to go back a second. I just find them too... I don't know what the word is, but something about it doesn't strike me. But a Tom of Finland book...
Very different.
Oh, yeah, I'm turned on. There's no getting around it.
I don't want to Google whatever you're saying right
Tom
now.
Tom of Finland.
It's a cartoon.
They're all drawings, black and white.
It's all dry. I'm sure if Aaron was in the chat room, he would yell at me for calling it a cartoon, because I'm sure it's called, like, anime or some shit.
Oh, I see.
Type
I'm
in sure, Tom of Finland.
I'm sure the nerds...
One word or two words?
Tom of...
Three.
Three words.
Tom of Finland.
Oh, of Finland.
Thrice married pussy grabber.
Check.
Finland, land
Commander.
Of Tom.
I gotcha.
Images that...
Oops. Commander, we got...
It's all just black and white.
Oh. It's
drawings.
Like being
at... you have those magnets on your fridge.
Bunk, yes. Cell block. What was it called before cell block? It was called...
prison.
No,
Orange
the
is
gay
the new
bar.
Black.
Oh, I forgot what I said.
Babe, before it was called cell block, it was called...
Panda Express is now.
The P...
Joe Group took me there once, where people were literally having sex through the wall.
Yeah, right across.
Oh,
yeah.
Padlock.
Yeah. Yep.
Commander.
These pictures of the Finland guy, yes, it's like being at padlock.
There's a guy
and
here in
kind
town.
Of, and to me, they're erotic, and your imagination gets to take over for the few things that aren't being shown, which is nothing. Like, all you don't see is the lubricant and the condom.
Or the sandpaper.
Right, that's what I said.
That's exactly what I fucking saw padlocked that time I had to go. It was very uncomfortable.
Like I said, did you find any lubricant or condoms
for real,
in there?
No.
Was it uncomfortable because you were in that position?
Yeah. No. Who made it uncomfortable?
Because my neck hurts.
Did you hit my hips? Like, hurts a little bit right now.
And I was like, I don't know what I'm looking at.
I don't want to look.
But you can't look away.
Much leather, I didn't know what to do with it.
No, because it makes the back of your legs sweat. Leather's horrible.
One of the memes Commander. That was on Facebook today, I don't know if anybody else saw it.
Leather seats horrible, Commander. I won't launch the nukes so you take. Give me cloth seats, Commander.
Go ahead.
Or we get up to the same
paper.
I like
drinking with her. She's fun.
It's not the first time you've said that.
Nope.
True.
There was a thing on Facebook today.
Probably not the last.
I don't know if anybody else saw this. Republicans in the summer of 2016, Republicans think their daughters are going to get groped by men in Target bathrooms. By the fall of 2016, Republicans vote for man who brags about groping women.
Yes. God damn.
I was like, come on.
I thought that was entertaining.
That was.
All right, so I think we're ready for... Oh, did anybody want to yell bullshit? Because, I mean, there's so much this week. Did the Jefferson sessions kind of take up all our bullshit?
Yeah.
What are we calling bullshit on? Remember, I'm usually in bed by now.
Anything that happened this week that you want to call bullshit.
And it doesn't have to be political.
How about Paula Deen having a new TV show?
Oh. I didn't know about that.
That's fine. She's the butterer in charge.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that because I can turn the channel. Like if you're offended by this show, you got to turn the channel. Like, I can't begrudge somebody their place to... She doesn't say that word to everybody.
She doesn't offend me.
All right.
And only like...
She was on the shopping channel the other night. I watched it for a whole 15 minutes.
When I don't mean that to be ridiculous.
That's shopping channel, not like, Paula
Deen. She used the N-word, and of course it doesn't, you know, as far as it being offensive toward me, I don't mean it like that. She came out and did the apology thing, and I think it was really
very sincere.
All three of them.
I don't think that that just takes something away and, you know, that it makes it go away. But that accountability, I think, is a big deal. I just like to give people credit for that, taking that accountability rather than, you know, well, I apologize if anybody was offended.
I felt hers to be, you know, and maybe and who knows, maybe. Maybe this Bush guy is going to say something that won't make me find him so rapey.
Sure.
Probably not.
Right.
Did I believe an older woman from the South has probably used a racist term in her life? Yeah.
Right.
Did I also Mapplethorpe her and thought I was watching a sitcom the first two episodes I saw of her cooking show? Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was a joke. Yeah. I thought it was like Reba.
Did you say Mapplethorpe her show?
I did because it was one of those things where I was completely...
He thought it was a flower and it was a big penis.
Yeah. No, I got you. I just put a link
in the chat room. For those of you, we have a local queen who I mentioned earlier that went to Miss Gay America, didn't win, but she's comedic genius, wonderful, wonderful person, raised a lot of money. The Paula Deen parody link that I put in, when Paula Deen did her apologies a few years ago, Barbara Seville created a video of her apologizing, and you've got to watch it and realize she's actually eating sticks of butter, pizza, and drinking beer.
Funny.
And that was her third take, and she almost didn't make it through that one because she was gagging on butter and beer. But enjoy it. It's very funny.
And I don't know her politics. It's not a political thing. I actually believed her sincerity on it. She doesn't strike me as someone who's out to get anybody. Like,
Another person who's lost a lot of weight. I mean, have you seen her now?
Well, no, because she was also selling butter and taking diabetes medication. Right. So she's kind of Mapplethorpe herself,
Commander.
Well, she
did something because she's really lost a lot of weight.
She kind of stuck her own finger in her penis.
What?
That's what she saw in the picture.
Stuck your finger in your penis?
That's what she was looking at.
That's what I showed you.
You never listen.
That hurt?
Commander, we're going to fly the wrong way. She doesn't listen.
Why are you asking me?
No, I yelled at her.
Oh, Ryer, bullshit.
Usually I yell at you, but this time I was yelling at her.
Usually, that is true.
Ryer, bullshit or no?
No.
I thought I got your name right, but it was him talking.
It was him.
I didn't even notice it.
I was about to congratulate myself because I heard your name right. And I'm like, oh no, that's someone else talking.
I didn't say it.
That's the voices in my head.
It
can be bullshit if the person could still be elected. It can be bullshit. The federal government wants to pursue criminal charges against Arpaio, who is our local sheriff here. But Ken, I mean, when federal charges are...
You can still...
So he can still be a part...
Go ahead.
He can still run, still be elected.
Still be elected.
And then be pulled out.
And then...
And if convicted,
he would...
But wouldn't it be fun to watch him go to, like, Tent City and wear the pink panties and go through the humiliation?
Mm-hmm. Except that my tax dollars are still paying for his fucking defense, and that's what I have a problem with. Again, I'm all about paying taxes, but the fact that he keeps going back to court and back to court, and every time, it's my goddamn money that's
when the fucker's
paying
guilty.
For his defense. When he's fucking guilty. When he's a piece of shit, racist, guilty motherfucker. I don't know how many times married.
I think he's only been married to her.
Once married.
I think so.
Yes. It's all been bullshit.
The end. I'm done.
I don't really have any. I'm sure I can think of it if I said it long enough, but I don't. Like, I don't.
All right. Sorry, so let's skip the theme song because we only have 13 minutes or 12 minutes. So we'll skip the theme song.
You guys legitimately go until 10:30 now.
Oh yeah. Well,
because
we just can't stop.
In honor of coming out day, because we have to do it. It's coming out.
So
day.
We are going to play the. We'll just put background music.
Put background music.
And now.
Thoughtful vulgarity. It's a lot of liquor. You're kind of pissed off. We've said thrice grabbing pussy grabber. Tell us your coming out story. Like when did you arrive? When did the doors open and
with me?
We do this every year. Same story.
Yeah.
Shame song.
It needs to be told. You listen to the same goddamn Christmas song every year. It's not like the end of Jingle Bells is a surprise.
My coming out story is very boring.
Grandma still got run over
very
by a reindeer.
True. She did.
Yours is the most recent of all
That's
of
true.
These stories.
It is. True. It is the most recent. So two of our very best friends in the entire world who moved to Kentucky a few years ago, who are now moving to Missouri. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Flyover lesbians.
You've met Maggie and Shauna.
Maggie and Shauna, who lived up in Prescott. Maggie and I were... Merca. We worked together with the Center for Progressive Leadership in Prescott because that's where she lived. And so that music is very distracting to me right now.
She's drunk.
It's okay. She's drunk. It's okay. It's okay. Because I'll ramble like I did at the beginning of the show.
We like bookends.
I'm sorry. I'm not used to the directive of she's rambling, shut it down from this table. Commander.
It's kind of all that the production meeting says. She's rambling.
Shut it down.
Otherwise, I just open the show, thank everybody, and good night, and we'd be done. That's all we do.
So I was still married to a boy then, and when I was spending all this time in Prescott, and I happened to meet a girl who was not Maggie or Shauna, who it is what it is, whatever, first girl, whatever. So I came home, and here's the funny part, not to bring up any of that business, but I came home to my mom, and I was like in my mom's bedroom, and I was like, Mom, I have something to tell you. I kind of am dating somebody, and it's not a boy. And my mom totally thought that I was in a threesome with Maggie and Shauna. She's like, I don't understand how that works. I mean, good for you for being okay with who you are, but I don't understand how it works with two of them and one of you, and they live there together. And I was like, whoa. No. I'm not like a polygamist.
We didn't go right to Mapplethorpe.
No.
We stopped at the flowers.
I just like chicks is all I'm trying to tell you, Mom. But I mean, the end. I
thought maybe she thought you were like sleeping people in a no-kill shelter somewhere.
Well,
that's
a very different story.
You don't know.
That's a very different story.
It's kind of our no-kill shelter.
Well, no. I was meaning like all of a sudden you're having...
Except for owls.
You're having a dog issue, if you know what I'm saying. That's what I thought maybe Mom was thinking. Really? You're going for the bestiality portion?
Oh, my God. No. So anyway...
Wow, he went Mapplethorpe on you that time.
My parents...
You're welcome.
You can tell
your story. My parents were so... That is.
You pay for that service.
No, that is the end. My parents were...
Past the potatoes, is that really about all you
That's all you got.
Truly. My parents are wonderful and loving, and I'm very, very lucky. And they were so excited that I was leaving my ex-husband that they didn't give a shit who I was with to get me out of my marriage.
Right. Would you like us to buy you batteries? Can you just leave it?
Describe the strap on you like better.
Right.
Oh my God. Yeah, they were just thrilled.
Tell Santa what you want it to look like.
Right.
To Castle Boutique.
Amina has summed up this last 3 hours and 20 minutes perfectly. Mapplethorping is the grand staircasing of this menstrual cycle. And in summary.
Left. Jenny, I was...
1 month left.
Babe, how long have we been together?
Five and a half years.
Jesus
and
Christ.
I was 30.
Which makes you 35 and a half?
Well, no, I was 37.
I'm just going to help your math.
I was 37 because we...
So there was 31. Two or three animal shelters in between that story and Marina.
No, not true. We spent... Marnie and I spent years flirting. God. Marnie and I spent years flirting, but the year before we officially started dating, we were... flirting like incessantly. Like,
oh, I was obvious overtly. As fuck too.
We were.
I know.
She drove her Subaru around your garage.
I couldn't unsee that. I was because you were around all the time. You remember what was the girl's name? Gilbert
Jordan.
If he ever makes fun of me again. Gilbert.
Gilbert Jordan.
What's your boyfriend's name? Gilbert Maplefoot.
Oh, I used to call her something else all the time. But when I
Jasper,
that's what I called her. When I used to hang out with you all, oh my God, yeah. I'm like, when is this going to end up?
How would you describe your dating life? Meow, 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 meow.
I told my ex-husband.
They asked for it by name.
Years before I left him that I had a girl crush on Marty. And it was true then, and it's true now. Aww. And the end of all of that.
What a lovely story.
It worked out well.
It worked out very well.
They don't own a truck yet, though.
No truck.
They don't live together. They're bad lesbians.
We're bad lesbians.
Since we don't live together, I don't need a truck.
Breaking the stereotypes.
But hey, they got the lesbian bed death under control.
I would think
at bay, holding it at bay.
If you didn't live together, you would need a truck more because you got to transport shit to two different houses.
I do that with
she does the Subaru. Ladder goes in the back. Shit goes in. Yeah.
They grand staircase the whole operation.
Menstrual cycle or not?
Menstrual.
Not me anymore.
Oh, that was the wrong time to say that phrase.
There's only one menstrual cycle left until the vote.
Until the votes are over, yes.
That's right.
We don't count mine anymore.
Girl, not mine.
I'm clinging to this last tampon.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Don't pull the string.
Don't do it. I swear to God, the dust don't will settle. The dust out. Will settle.
My don't pull God. Out.
I'm still fertile, I swear.
What's absorbing, Junior?
Can you imagine the poor person that...
Oh my God, this is the grossest conversation in the world.
It really is.
What I said was a line from MASH. Hawkeye walked in and saw Frank Burns and what's absorbing, Junior?
Oh,
you all mock me for my friends, but... I watch MASH all the time.
Quality television.
I love MASH. I'm with you.
Series about a war.
Considering there's an age difference... between
only
my love
there's
and
a couple more meow 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 meows in between your stories.
Couple years.
Well, there's a lot meow, 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 meow.
All the kitties are sleeping.
Yeah. Well, the kitties are about to sleep. But
oh my God.
Wow.
We have derailed.
Yeah.
Stop hissing.
I don't like when they spit, but the hissing is new.
Sometimes the spit helps.
Oh my God!
That's really our side of the table. Okay. Sorry.
We maple-thorped our way into that.
They don't run into the sandpaper like we do.
Right here.
Oh, the ships at sea are just going to stay at sea.
Do you feel this is rapey? Do you think that's rapey?
Oh, God.
Oh. Anyway.
And Bingo was her name.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm with her.
I'm with her. Oh, my God.
As far as the coming out to mom, my dad had already passed. So as far as coming out to mom, it was a matter of... She will tell you, I believe, that that I just thought that I was treating her as though she was stupid. Like, she just couldn't possibly know. She also had a couple of cocktails during those days, you know, so I was hoping that,
you know. I like to time capsule it back and spend a day or two there.
I don't know that you do. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe, yeah.
But it was one of, I really thought that perhaps I could, I don't know, pull off that line of... Well,
I just like short hair.
All my friends are gay. I'm not gay.
Like Heather, I don't know why they always hug me.
I know, right? I don't know. Like, I don't. I'm not gay.
Mom, I'm gonna get my truck and I'm going to Ace Hardware. You need anything?
I gotta fix that thing. But it, you know, and those friends just happen to stay overnight sometimes. I don't like a lot, and maybe
friends.
over, just you know,
I'm just kidding.
He's all over, meow, meow. Dale just Weaver, just a dusty tramp.
And then finally, really what it took was the getting smashed. You know, just getting hammered and calling it was Memorial
Little
weekend.
Social lubricant, yep.
Yeah. And we call, well, it was a spit take, that's for sure. I was.
Oh, God. That sandpaper drum right there. You know what I mean? You got to get it in.
Yep. Well, because
so my elbows need moisture.
One of the people that that I had been with had, you know.
Commander,
the,
I'm going to need some lube on your
breakup.
Elbow.
The breakup. And I lost my shit. And so then I got really hammered and I called mom and I'm like, I'm gay. Blah. It was really fucking ridiculous.
It's. I mean, I feel like a time of crisis helps. The first,
as far as pushing that, right.
The first time I told my mom I was gay, there was a late night brouhaha that I was very upset about. And a trip to North Carolina was in the morning. So I knew I was going to be
gone
out of town we've talked about my parents' road trips of just jump in the car and we'll be back someday.
Yeah.
Like there was never an end date to when we were coming back. So that particular summer, I was really worried that we were never going to come back. Sure, like this would be the trip that finally had happened, that we just stayed in the somewhere.
Sure.
And I remember my mom kind of like hugging me on her bed and being like, are you gay?
Yeah.
Like, is this, or I don't think she said, are you gay? I think she said, are you two sleeping? Like, is this a sex situation?
Right,
I don't know how she phrased it, but it was something along the lines of, is this more than two friends just had a fight? Like, is this a relationship?
Right.
And I was like, yeah. Not, I mean, I think you'd have to seriously be missing a couple of big parts of your brain to miss out that was going on.
But it's
from
easier
my side.
For women than for guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah. So.
Absolutely.
But it really was
to
that.
To hide it. To,
and
to
then, like, five or. And this was. That was. I don't even know. 1981, we'll say, maybe. Summer of 81. And then it was seriously like 5 years later that an event came up again. Well, it wasn't an event. That makes it sound like something dirty happened. But Tim and I lived out here together. Mm-hmm. The guy that I lived with. We were best friends in high school. He lived in Arizona. I moved out to live with him. He left a couple months later. We fought not about anything sexual. We were just fighting. And my mom was like, are you guys gay? And I was like,
are you gay for each other?
I thought we covered this.
You Maple Thorpin.
But
him.
She was under the impression that had something sexual to it, and it wasn't.
Sure.
We were not a couple that broke up, and that's why he left. We were friends at that point, at that time. We were always friends. We were just friends. So we were friends that just, he moved.
Yeah.
But we fought. We had a fight like friends do. My mom's like, are you guys gay?
I guess the
fight sounded kind
of
gay.
I envision that entire story of his mom actually holding up the dinosaur, the Donna Summer Live and More album going,
right.
Gay.
Yeah.
Would you like to talk about this?
Did she turn on the disco ball?
How lucky are all of us that that's our coming out story and then none of us had to leave home or be injured or that we all had supporting families?
Three of our moms are watching this show.
Yeah.
From different locations. And
make my mom watch it.
No, but, you know.
But and my mom was very nature versus nurture. She loved that. Oh, it's nature. I didn't make him gay. He was born that way.
Next week, Kat Carlson's back in here. I think we've got a special guest from the Hillary Clinton campaign. But as we wrap up tonight's
show,
we're going to leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
Happy birthday, Amina.
Talk America.